This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Geocache by Random Guy. Chapter 01. I'd had enough. It was one hell of a long week at work. I work at a local grocery chain in town, and it had been busy as hell. Coming up on summer vacation for students at college, and grade school alike, had created a reason for everyone to stock up on groceries before leaving on road trips and other vacations away from town. I was all but checked out by Friday night. The weekend was finally here, and I was going to try and enjoy it for once. I needed to decompress and forget work for a while. I decided to take a hike Saturday morning. I woke up pretty early for me, at 7 a.m., took care of morning necessities, ate, packed a camelback, and was at the trailhead by 8:15. I had packed a few odd knickknacks I'd collected over the years while geocaching, and fired up the app for another adventure somewhere that I hadn't played with it yet. I'd always play around town, or in visiting towns, but the hobby fell out of favor with me for a while. I figured I might as well see what I could find after so long without playing. Yes, I geocache as a hobby. It's something to do, usually alone, as I'm also used to being. I was never popular growing up. School was rough for me, as I was always bullied, but couldn't understand why. Girls and guys alike would tease me, or push me around. I had a few fights in high school, but as I'd grown, so had my size. I wasn't a little toothpick, but wasn't built like the big football stars. I sat somewhere in the middle, with a toned stomach and wide shoulders, and arms that could hold their own in a fight. Girlfriends were another story I grew up without for the most part. I'd only had a few girlfriends, and the few I had, only one had gone all the way with me. The others were mostly petting, or fingering. I spent a fair amount of time watching porn to satisfy my libido, by jacking off multiple times a day. I'd been without a girl for a few years now, but haven't really thought about finding one that would go out with me for a while now. I was out of options this late in the spring. There were a few cute girls at work, but not cute enough to bring work home with me, if you catch my meaning. I wondered a bit about my life over the last few years though, as I was getting to the trailhead, and was generally satisfied with life so far. Only out of school for a few years so far, and out of relationships about as long. No real prospects on the horizon either. Once I fired up the app, it told me there was a cache close by, so I headed down the trail until it crossed the creek, hopping from stone to stone crossing over the water, and in the thick grass and bushes, I came to a PVC tube with a screw-on lid. Once I unscrewed the tight lid and pulled it away from the rest of the cache box, I was hit in the face by one of those spring-filled snakes you find in novelty stores usually found in a fake-labeled potato chip can. Some people have a weird sense of humor. I liked it. As is normal, there are a few odd little trinkets, action figures, marbles, etc., so I took a horse head carved from wood, replaced it with my own 20-sided dice from when I played D&D, replaced the lid, and headed off up the trail to find the next one. After two more caches, I came upon a cache that was down in the creek itself. It was a game crossing, so there was an easy trail down to the water's edge. I had to look around in the branches and grass growing in and around the creek when I found it. It was hiding in what could almost be described as a failed beaver dam. It was a patchwork of branches hanging over the creek, but didn't disturb the flow of the water at all. In the middle of this natural apparatus was an old rusty metal lunchbox that was red on the sides, with some rust, and from where I was viewing from, could guess at it being the Dukes of Hazzard themed box. As I scrambled over a few rocks, and keeping an eye on the prize versus where I was trying to walk on stones, I found myself falling after stepping on the edge of a slick rock, and took a faceplant directly into a pool of water below said lunchbox, hands to each side and in front of me, as if to protect myself from certain danger. They didn't stop anything. Soaked from head to toe, I slowly got up, and dragging my hands through the creek bed, came up with a hand full of pebbles, a few sticks, what I thought was a vine which I started to pull out of my hand. At the end of what turned out to be lichen-covered gold chain, with an amazing deep blue stone. I had just barely gotten back to my feet, and was looking at this necklace I found lost in the water, when I heard a sweet voice behind me. "Are you okay?" The mysterious voice called to me. When I turned around, I saw a beautiful sight. She couldn't have been over 22, maybe a little shorter than my 5 feet 8 inches size, golden hair and a ponytail, elfish face and a nicely toned body to turn heads. She was wearing earphones, but was pulling them out as I turned around, a nice lime green sports bra covering her ample chest, black spandex shorts, and a pair of sea blue Nikes. I stared at her for a few moments, before I shook my head to shake off the water in my face, and still holding up the chain and stone partially. I finally answered her query with a nod. "Everything but my pride." As I looked at her again with a smile on my face. With a little giggle, she asked, "What did you find?" She started to climb down the trail to where I was and hadn't kept watching me as it was a steep slope. She spoke up again, saying, "I was running by, and overheard your little scream and looked down here and saw you face plant into TH. I hadn't realized that I'd swung the necklace up in front of me until she had gotten down to the edge of the water, and looked up at me again. Or at least I thought she was looking at me. The eyes were empty spheres and were just off center of looking at me, and her mouth was just a little open. I turned to look, and my hand holding the necklace was up near my face on my left, at eye level. I was confused. She looked totally out of it, and stopped talking mid-sentence. "Are you okay?" I asked. "I am okay," she monotones in response. I was only about 5 feet away from her, so I put the necklace in my pocket to clean up later, and stepped closer to her, where I waved my hand in front of her face, and got no response at all. "Hello. Wake you up," I say. She immediately asks me again. "What did you find?" "That is totally weird. Did she just space out for some reason?" I was racking my brain trying to figure this out. She was looking at the necklace when I looked up to her spaced out. I wonder. "It was just a shiny stone in the water. Here. I'll show you," I say as I reach into my pocket to pull it out again. As I did this, she came even closer to me, to look closer at it. She just brushed her left arm and breast against my right arm when she came up close, as I pulled the chain out of my pocket. When I brought it up to eye level again, I heard a faint gasp from her, and she was once again in a zoned out state. "What the fuck?" I looked at the stone, and then back to her. I waved my hand in her face again with no response. I then chose to poke her shoulder with my finger. Nothing. No response. I poked a bit harder and pushed her shoulder back a bit. She returned to her previous stance. Her eyes still looking at a spot to my left where I had brought up the necklace again, before replacing it in my pocket when she went catatonic on me. Now, being just 23, and single for quite a while, I had turned into a pervert more and more from when I was younger. I had been reading literotica.com for a while now, and my mind started racing. Could this really be happening to me? I've never had much luck with women. I wasn't in bad shape at all. I just wasn't looking for someone for a few years. Why was the necklace there? What happened to the owner? Are they also geocakers as well? Perhaps the same fate befell them, as I encountered, while reaching for the lunchbox? I didn't think too long on this, as I was within a foot of a gorgeous woman, interested in what I had found. Anyway, I next poked her again, but on her side boob. I was sure to get a reaction from that. Again, nothing. I poked again in the same spot, but didn't pull back at all, watching her chest give in to the pressure of my finger. She hasn't moved a muscle at all. I decided to go for it, and reached out and cupped her breast through the bra. My cock was growing rather rapidly at this point. I started to squeeze her breast again and again, and the only response was her nipples starting to poke out at me, as to wave and say hi. This must truly be happening. I still couldn't believe it, but I'm not going to let the chance go to waste. "AR, are you turned on?" I asked bashfully, wondering why I'm scared and asking, as I am molesting her beautiful breast. She responds in monotone as before. I am turned on. I can't believe I am even doing this. A beautiful girl I don't know just came up to me, and within seconds, I'm molesting her through her minimal clothing. What a strange day so far. I don't even know her name. "What is your name?" It's the least I can do, putting the perv in me in check for a moment. "Melinda," she tells me, but no reaction to my hand on her chest. "Do you have a boyfriend?" I have to ask. I don't want some big buff dude hunting me down if she remembers any of the fondling I'm doing to her. "Girlfriend," is her response. "You're a lesbian?" I can't believe this. Groping anyone but groping a lesbian and her not saying a word about it. I try to figure what's going on while I start to play with one very hard nipple between my thumb and index finger, twisting and pulling it. Yes, she answers. "You're getting very wet with me playing with you, aren't you?" I pinch her nipple again. She just groans in response. She's just standing there letting me grope her, and she's getting turned on by it. "I think you are actually bisexual, although you will only get turned on by one guy. Me Max, did I forget to introduce myself to you all? Oops. I'm Max. You get horny around me. It's a chance I had to take." She answers questions, and doesn't react to my hand on her. I had to test a new theory in that she'll take suggestions or commands. "Only you," she says. "I'm the only guy that you want," I command. I start to move my hand away from her chest, and let it slide down her very toned stomach to her spandex shorts. I continue over the cloth down to her pubic bone and beyond. Melinda doesn't even budge an inch as I start to rub her swollen slit through her slowly dampening shorts. Taking a plunge after a minute, I bring my hand back up, and slide it beneath the waistband, and push south, back to her wet treasure pot. The little hair she had there felt like a thin landing strip, and could not stop my questing fingers. My fingers slid easily through her wet folds, and I pushed my middle and ring fingers inside her. Pressing my palm onto her clit, I started sliding my fingers in and out of her. I could hear the squelches from my fingers work inside her over the creek trickling by. "Don't make any noise," I told her. We were fairly covered by bushes and trees where we were, but she did hear me scream as she was running by with earphones in, and came to investigate. I wouldn't want other hikers to stop by and wonder what's going on. I only kept at her juicy pussy for a few minutes, and then pulled my hand free so as to taste the juices on my hand. She tasted divine. I'm going to have to sample her soon. Speaking of which, I've probably kept her for too long already. Shit. She's gonna figure out just how horny she is suddenly, and question me about it. I didn't let her climax, so she'll be pretty worked up. I'd better curb that quickly. Melinda, you are going to not notice how wet you are, except for the fact that you find your attraction to me. It will be gradual that you realize this. You'll find that you wish to invite me over for dinner at your home, with your girlfriend. You may have a girlfriend, but you belong to me. Your body and mind are mine. You must always be fully honest with me, and must do as I command. In my presence you will become horny. When I've found other women to play with, you will not be jealous, but will want to join in. I continued. Now that I've realized, and seen that this is really happening, I decide to go for broke. Until at least our shared dinner, you may not come without my help or permission. You are my personal slut. You may play all you want, edge all you want, but you cannot come without me. That should entice her to invite me over within a short time. I am, after all, rather curious as to how hot her girlfriend is. Anytime you see the stone, you will think it's the first time seeing it. Right now, you will remember that I showed you some random rock before tossing it back into the creek. Then, after a moment's thought, when I wake you up, we will walk together back to the trailhead, and you'll give me your phone number. I'm going to count down from 5, and when I hit 1, you'll wake up. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Wake up. Melinda immediately blinked her vacant stare away, and looked at me and said, "That was a pretty cool rock. All those colors swirling around." "Yeah. Hey, I didn't catch your name."
"I'm Max."
"Oh, my name is Melinda. Nice to meet you," she says behind heavy eyelids. I could tell that the arousal she's feeling is starting to get the best of her. When she looks at me, it's only for a moment, before her eyes are cast down, maybe looking at the large bulge in my soaking wet shorts.
"Well, I should get going. My girlfriend will probably be wondering where I've been."
She seems just a little disappointed. I offer that I'll walk with her back to the trailhead, and we can get to know each other a bit more, before we say our goodbyes. She's happy to accompany me down the mountain, and give her a chance to stretch her legs after her run was cut short to check up on me. We chatted more, and I stopped at one point, to transfer again with the stone, so I could give her more instructions I thought up while chatting with her. Once down the hill, we get to the area where cars are parked belonging to other hikers, and are about to part ways, when Melinda turns back, pulls her phone out of her armband, and asks for my phone number. I pull my phone out, and wait for a text from her, to give me her phone number. We end up parting ways, going to our respective homes, and on with our day. The whole walk for me is spent counting my blessings, wondering how that stone and necklace made its way to the creek, and brainstorming how to use it on Melinda's girlfriend. I never did get to see what was in the cache I was after originally. I think I discovered something much better. It only took Melinda a few hours before she texted me, and invited me over to her place in a few more hours, for dinner, and we'll see what transpires. I thought it would take her a few days to text me, but maybe I left her wet enough that she didn't want to wait. A few hours later, I'm walking up to their condo door, when it swings open and Melinda is in the doorway, wearing a black lycra pair of shorts, and a tank top that is a size or two too small, and hides nothing at all. Her breasts are a sight to see now that they're free of the confining sports bra. She's easily a C cup or more, now that I get a look at her braless.
"Hey Max! Glad you could make it," she says with a big smile. "You didn't think I would miss this, did you?"
"I know. So suave."
"I hope not. Aaron is inside starting an early dinner."
She jumps down the two stairs and embraces me in a nice firm hug, crushing her breasts into my chest. I respond in kind, and pull her into my growing cock. A small moan escapes her lips.
"Let's go in, and I'll introduce you to her."
Melinda walks me in the door, closes it, and passes me in the entrance hall, and off to the left, with me following slowly. As soon as I get to the opening on the left, I notice a nice kitchen done in a black stain on the cabinets, with a white marble countertop. Walking my way, with a dish towel in her hand, is a vision that forces my cock to turn to steel. Red hair to Melinda's golden blonde, down to just past her shoulders and very curly. An angel's face full of freckles that cover down to behind the belly shirt, or at least what is, on her, a belly shirt, tight in all the right places, and shows a lack of bra behind it. Her bust protrudes out enough for a deep shadow below where the shirt ends, and allows me to notice two pierced nipples on her nice firm B-cups, with the shapes of nipple rings molded into the tight shirt. The shorts she wears above her own white trainers and short pale legs is a shorter skirt in a faded black color.
"Max, this is Aaron.
Aaron, this is Max. The guy I told you about on my morning run."
Gesturing toward me with her arm, and pats me on the shoulder. I quickly pull the necklace out of my left pocket, and hold it right in front of my face, as I reach out with my right to shake Aaron's hand. Within a second or two, all eyes are locked onto the deep blue stone, and bodies relax, as the eyes lose a bit of seeing the here and now, staring blankly towards where the stone was before I replace it in my pocket. Aaron just a few feet in front of me, and Melinda to my direct right. In this moment, I am so thankful for this necklace I found. Now that I have their undivided attention in trance, I tell Melinda,
"Until I touch you on the shoulder, you will not hear my voice at all."
I then repeat all that I can remember telling her upon our fortuitous meeting this morning towards Aaron. Once done, I tap Melinda on her shoulder, and begin to add to the program already laid out within their minds.
"If I, and only I, say sleepy slut, you will return to this trance, going twice as deep as you are now."
I receive a yes from both ladies.
"Sleepy. I now control your body. You control my body."
Both women repeat my words back to me.
"I control your soul. You control my soul." I control your mind. You control my mind. You are now obedient to me. I am obedient to you. You like to be obedient to me. I like to be obedient to you. You enjoy being obedient to me. I enjoy being obedient to you. It arouses you to be obedient to me. It arouses me to be obedient to you. You are an obedient slut for me. I am an obedient slut for you. I arouse you sexually. You arouse me sexually. My presence arouses you. Your presence arouses me. I continue with commands for them both for another few minutes until my mind is empty of commands I've thought of. I can always go back and add more. Just in case something in the kitchen needs work with the early dinner, I finish up before something starts to burn. You will both now wake up when I count down to 1 from 5. You will not remember consciously that I showed you my necklace just now, and will not bring it up. Now it's time to wake up in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wake up. I immediately put my right hand out to shake Erin's hand that is starting to reach for mine. We shake hands for just a few seconds as she looks me in the eye. I tell her it's great to meet her, and watch as her breasts stop wobbling and settle from shaking my hand. You're a little bit early, Erin says. I haven't changed for company yet. I think you're perfect as you are. No reason to change clothes just for me, I tell her. Why would I allow her to change clothes when she's dressed to be a tease as is? Are you flirting with a lesbian? Erin asks me, shaking her head. She glances down at my steel rod in my pants as she turns around to check on whatever meal she's making for us. Why, yes, I am. Can you blame me? Two gorgeous women dressed as you are, inviting me over for a meal? I watch her walk away, back over to the oven and bend over a little bit to check on the food. As she does, I can just make out a bit of her underboob from my angle. So delicious looking. I can't wait to play with them, squeeze them, and taste them. Well, now, I guess it's okay. Speaking of which, it looks like dinner is ready. Why don't we all sit down and eat? Erin replies with a wink as she looks back at me. Melinda turns and grabs 3 plates and silverware to place at the table. She sets 1 plate at the end of the table, and the other 2 next to each other on the long side of the table. She then goes back in for wine glasses. I offer to get the wine that's already open and breathing on the countertop, and follow her back to the table. When she places all 3 glasses on the table behind each plate, I come up behind her, and rub my still hard cock against her ass as I lean over to her left, right hand on her hip, and whisper. I'll give you the head. In her ear. I feel a deep shiver from her whole body. As I pour wine into the glass at the corner of the table, I tell her. I'll sit here, between you both. I continue to lean my hips into Melinda as she slowly slides to my right, and sits down at the head of the table, and looks at me with her blue eyes wide open, as if in shock. I just smile, and pour her a good full glass of wine, before turning and pouring the same amount into Erin's glass. By this time, Erin has come up to the table with a pan of lasagna for us to feast on. I sit down and look at her as she puts the pan on the table in front of us. She sure looks goo. I mean, it sure looks good enough to eat. Once Erin sits down, we all serve ourselves, and begin to eat. As I look over at Melinda, I notice that she's already down half of the wine in her glass. She does look a bit frazzled. I look over at Erin, and she's barely touched hers yet. I start up a bit of a conversation with them, asking about them, and the condo. Partway through the meal, I place my left hand on Erin's right thigh close to her knee. She looks up immediately at me, and I just smile, taking a long drag of the wine in my glass. She calms down a little bit until I start moving my hand up her leg more, and drawing circles with my fingers on her inner thigh. She starts looking between me and Melinda in shock, as Melinda continues with a story about how they met. Then Erin grabs her glass and takes a long pull of wine, and just before she puts the glass back down, I slide my hand a bit higher on her thigh, pulling her legs apart a little, continuing the circles with my fingers, and she brings the glass right back to her lips and downs another third of her glass in a large gulp. Melinda can't see what's happening below the deep brown-stained oak table, so she continues her story, which I'm barely paying attention to, as my hand continues to slide up the sexy thigh next to me. Once we're done with the meal, Melinda gets up and starts to clear the table, as Erin and I converse about her side of the story of meeting each other. I pull apart her legs just a little bit more and slide my hand up more, until my hand pushes her skirt up, and my pinky finger rubs against a bare pair of lips. Nice. She's not wearing panties. I start wiggling my finger between her folds, and she grabs the bottle of wine and pours herself another gulp or two, and quickly downs the whole glass. I start to move my whole hand in a twist to rest against her lips when her right hand quickly slides between my hand and her mans, and she finally puts her glass down slowly. I don't stop moving my hand, and cup her hand that is trying to create a barrier to her secret place. I grab her hand and start to move it in circles, and pressing a finger between her folds, forcing her hand to masturbate herself. Her legs spread a bit wider, and I press her hand down a bit more, and lean over towards her as I lean over. I force her hand farther down her lips, and press both of our middle fingers inside herself. Then I whisper, I think it's time for dessert, and lick her ear. Suddenly, I feel my fingers flooded, and dripping, and look at Erin's face in the middle of a huge quiet sigh as she stares at me. Melinda had just finished clearing the table, and was doing the dishes before they were forgotten, and I look back at Erin, and tell her to get on the table. She stands up and away from our hands so fast, her chair slides back, and she turns, and throws her left leg over my lap to straddle me. Then leans back onto the table, lust in her eyes. I slide my chair back some, and as she lays down on the table I grab both legs at the knees and pull them up and over my head. Sliding my hands down to her hips, I pull her towards me, so her ass is partially hanging off the edge of the table, as I turn my head, and lick down half of her inner thigh until right before I feel the searing heat at their juncture. I can taste the drips down her thigh, and so I switch thighs and do the same. She's barely made a sound since her orgasm, but she starts whimpering, so I continue licking down her leg until my tongue glides to the cleft between leg and swollen outer lip. I start licking from the bottom to the top of her juicy pussy, never digging deep, and staying outside of her lips, cleaning up her recent mess. She does taste divine. At this point, while I am about to attack her pussy with all I have, I look up between her legs, across her soft belly, and mountains hidden under her shirt, to Melinda just finishing the dishes, and turns around to see what's keeping us occupied. She stops what she's doing, drops the rag in her hand, and starts rubbing her palm over her shorts, eyes half-lidded. I take the time to grab at Aaron's wrists, which were grabbing at the table's edge, and pull her toward me slightly, as I dive into her dripping cunt spread out before me. Her heels drop down behind my head, and pull me into her, as I stick my tongue out, and lick at her core, fucking her with it for a second, before dragging my tongue up between her lips, stopping just before her clit, and head back down for another trip. I didn't tease too long, and attacked her clit with all I had, sucking it into my mouth, and flicking my tongue over its tip as fast as I could. Her groans growing louder and louder, driving me on. At one point, she twisted her wrists in my grip and started clawing at my forearms, digging her nails in. I decided to release the arms, and slowly worked my hands up her soft body, until they found the bottom of her shirt. I had to feel those gorgeous mounds in my hands. My fingers found their way under the shirt, and my hands found some nice firm mounds of flesh. I immediately started groping these swollen tits and playing with her nipple rings, twisting the nipples back and forth, which were very stiff. It was hard to concentrate on the feast of her hairless pussy when playing with her breasts. It didn't take long to get her to moan through another orgasm, worked up as she was, and I lapped it all up, with some juices dripping down my cheeks. That I looked up again at Melinda, and what a sight it was. One hand buried in her shorts, wiggling every which way, tank top made to cover her tits were now separating them down the center through the armholes, and she was molesting her right nipple. I couldn't resist anymore. "Lose the shorts, and get over here," I said, as I slapped the table next to Aaron. That I started to stand up, and licking my way up Aaron's body, bringing her legs up on my shoulders as I went. I let them fall to my elbows when I reached her shirt and pushed it up at her sides, forcing her to take it off over her head. As soon as they were within view, I released the shirt, and began to maul her breasts again, and sucking on one nipple, pulling the nipple ring into my mouth to flick back and forth with my tongue. Melinda, meanwhile, dropped the shorts as fast as she could and almost bounced over to the table, and sat on the edge, hip to hip with Aaron. I stood up, and slowly pushed her onto her back where both girls linked hands as I crossed Melinda's right leg over Aaron's left to help keep them spread. Then I stepped between Melinda's legs to lean over, and maul her breasts as I had Aaron's. It wasn't long before I craved tasting her young cunt as I had with her girlfriend. I kissed my way down her body, and her free hand helped guide my head with a handful of my hair. My first taste of Melinda Creek's side was not enough for me, and I applied my tongue to her pussy with fervor. I was ravenous and felt as though I consumed her through her cunt. She almost immediately came on my face once I pinched her clit between my lips. I then licked at her hole before inserting my thumb, and getting it nice and wet before sliding it over her taint and to her starfish, where I played around it, rubbing it all over. She caught her breath, and started to say, "Not in my..." before I pushed my thumb up into her asshole to the first knuckle. She came again, squirting in my face, and her body shook in convulsions. "Hey, oh god. That's a good slut," I said once she quit making a mess on my face, and she's calmed down just a bit. "Good girl." I kept my right thumb inside her rear hole and massaged her dripping pussy with my left for a few moments as she came down from her orgasm. Standing up, I looked them both over, Aaron fingering her pussy and still holding onto Melinda's hand with the other. Their legs still twisted together and in the air, giving me a beautiful unobstructed view of their nether lips and assholes, one occupied by my digit. Finally pulling my thumb out of her ass, I reach for the belt on my shorts. "I think it's about time that I introduce a little more meat into your diet," I say as I pull the belt loose and drop my shorts and boxers. My raging hard cock bouncing into place, pointing almost right where I mean to go in a moment. The table was at the perfect height. I step closer to Melinda, and rub the underside of my cock up and down her lips, collecting some of her moisture, and teasing her pussy some more. "Do you want it?" I ask her. "Yes." Melinda almost screams at me. "Fuck me." Her hips start moving, creating extra rubbing of my cock just laying upon her slit. I grab my shaft near the base, and press my length onto her lips, forcing the head to roughly separate her lips, until it pops its way home to the entrance to her secret chamber. I gently slide my head inside her tight tunnel, feeling pressure from all sides. Once I'm halfway in, I pause for a moment, and inquire. "Whose pussy is this?" I receive a deep groan from Melinda, but nothing else, so I forcefully slam the rest of my length inside her, jabbing at her cervix with my head, and grunt. "It's my pussy." She explodes into orgasm once I'm buried into her tight tunnel. "Oh god, YSSS. It's yours. Fuck your pussy." Melinda stops screaming and gets into the moment of my hard thrusts, claiming her wet cunt as my own. "Ahaha," is all she can say, as I pound her. I grab at her tits, and take one nipple into my mouth, gently nibbling on it as I take each long stroke inside her, playing with the other nipple between thumb and index finger, driving her to new heights with the first and last cock she'll ever need or want. Suddenly she froze up, and her back arched painfully, and then her breath caught. G-A-H-H-H-H! She screamed out in the ecstasy of her second orgasm. Heavy breathing followed in her attempt to get oxygen to her brain again. Her partner, Aaron, was watching me closely, as she continued to finger her own little slit, mouth open, tongue buried in a cheek. I reach over with my left hand, and squeeze her left breast, while still plunging my length into Melinda. Pulling on her nipple ring, I twist a bit and ask, "Are you in need of more meat in your diet?" "Hm?" I release her ring and reach for her other nipple, and twist. "Do you want me to fuck that cunt slut?" Her eyes go wide, and all she can do is just nod at me, over and over. I've always been proud of my cock. I know it's larger than average. I was bored one day while jacking off to some girl, when I decided to measure. Just shy of 8 inch in length, and almost 7 around. The girth has satisfied a few girls, and it made the sweet pussy I was pounding now so fucking tight. I knew I'd be blowing my load here shortly, if I kept at this pace. I wasn't planning on slowing down at all, as I wanted to mark both of these girls' cunts with my seed. Claim their lesbian pussies as my own. The first of which I knew was coming soon. My balls were clenching up, ready to shoot the first load out into Melinda's wet slit. I kept pounding into her over and over again, expecting a nice big explosion in a moment. There was no turning back, and I wouldn't want to waste any by pulling out and shooting onto her belly. No, this first shot would be deep inside her cunt. It felt like an explosion when I finally came. I filled her tunnel with 6 big shots of cum before my cock decided it had had enough, and started to soften inside of her, at which point, I pulled out, and grabbed Melinda by her arm, and pulled her up to sitting, before telling her to get on her knees. "Suck our juices off my cock, and get me hard again. I'm not done yet." She fell to her knees and dove on my cock, almost choking on it on her first attempt. I had to grab her head and stop her once and remind her that she's got to watch her teeth. That didn't feel good. She wrapped her lips around her teeth and went nuts, aggressively bobbing her head on my cock, hoping it wouldn't deflate any more. It didn't take long to get back up to full hardness, since I'm barely into my 20s. The refresh rate is quick. How else am I jacking off at least 3 times a day? I had Melinda get up and offered a hand to Aaron to get off the table, and into my arms right after removing her skirt for her. One hand lands on her ass, which I squeeze, and the other, around her back, forcing her breasts to crush into my chest, and in turn, force my cock to press into her stomach. "Aaron, I'm going to take your real cock cherry with you. Bend over the couch," I whisper in her ear, before releasing her, all but for my hand on her bubble ass, and walk her toward her coming fate. We both walk quickly into the living room just a few steps from the dining area, with the blue velvet couch backed up against the dining room, facing the far wall where a large TV was hung over the fireplace, so you could watch it from anywhere in the area. Melinda took a seat sideways on the couch, leaning back against the armrest, her eyes directed to her left over the back of the couch as Aaron walks up and leans over a little bit. She starts to rub her clit again, and then rubs her finger around her opening, spreading my deposited cum around her lips, while staring into Aaron's eyes. Keeping hold of her ass, I use my other hand and place it between Aaron's shoulder blades, and push down. Getting the hint, she leans down and places her hands between Melinda's legs to support her. I begin to slide my cock under her body, rubbing her juices on the top of my turgid cock, but also teasing her clit, and then pull back enough that it slaps at my stomach. Then I start to saw it in the crack of her ass with a few fingers pushing on the base of my head. Of course, her ass is spread as she's bent in half, and my cock slides with pressure down her crack, and I press firmly, and slowly, over her rear entrance, teasing her, before letting it slide down until it pops into the outer edge of her dripping channel. I start to press myself into her, inch by slow inch, but also take my left thumb and press at her brown starfish, rubbing firmly around her entrance. At about halfway into her juicy pussy, I press into her ass with my thumb, and follow the progression of my cock with my thumb, until I'm buried in her cunt, as well as 2 knuckles deep into her ass. Suddenly, her tight channel starts compacting on my cock as I start to pull out again, and her body is twitching, matching her of her voice, in her throes of ecstasy. Melinda meanwhile has started to finger her sloppy cunt, and slowly digging out some of my cum to lick off her fingers, as her other hand plays with Aaron's right breast, twisting and pulling on her nipple. Her muted cries are harder to hear, while she's sucking my release off her fingers below us. I start to pay attention to the stuffed orifices in front of me, and start to slowly saw in and out of Aaron, my cock sliding in and out of her invaded pussy, as my thumb follows along, in and out of her tight back door, following the same motion as my cock. My other hand takes over for Melinda on her right breast, as I continually speed up in my pounding motion into one tasty cunt as it clinches, and attempts to pull me back in on every stroke. That I knew I'd have some staying power, after expending one big load into Melinda earlier, so I was in no real rush in finishing with Aaron anytime soon. Her juicy cunt was trying to get my load very hard, squeezing me so tightly, I thought she'd rip my dick off if it wasn't attached. Wet sounds accompanied every slap of my hips to her firm ass, squelching out how needy she was for my cock. I'm not one to disappoint a needy slut on my cock, so I started picking up the pace a little bit, slowly working toward a great finish. Her grunts grew and grew until she froze up in orgasmic delight. A vice grip helped contain my heart pumping into her pussy, and locked my thumb in her ass. I'm not ready to come yet, so I keep driving on, slamming Aaron into the couch, and moving the whole thing a little at a time. Hardwood floors help in the movement. "Save some of that for the slut," I say to Melinda, as she continues to dig out more of my spend from her pussy. She stops digging and continues to rub on her clit. "I know. Why don't you scoot down to the middle of the couch, and slut Erin can 69 with you, and I'll fuck her on top, and then you'll have a meal as well.
Melinda does start scooting down the couch until I have enough space above her head to kneel comfortably, and I start to pull out of both holes of Erin, much to her dissatisfaction. She moves around the couch, and quickly kneels over Melinda's head, and drops her pussy onto her hungry mouth, before starting to lick her way to the center of Melinda's cock sleeve. I rounded the couch, and enjoyed the view of Melinda's face buried in Erin's dripping cunt. I was in need of more stimulation. I got up on the couch behind Erin, letting my balls hang over Melinda's nose, and rubbed my cock between her cheeks again, before slowly plunging into her tasty pussy. After a couple of strokes, balls slapping Melinda in the face, I pulled out, and pressed my cock downward toward Melinda, forcing her off the pussy she devoured, and forcing my cock into her mouth. I only made a few strokes to the back of her mouth, just bumping into her throat, before retreating. Then I dipped back into Erin's pussy for a few minutes of even strokes. When I thought I was juiced up enough, I pulled out again, and moved up just a little bit. I then helped push my cock head up against her asshole, and pushed a little bit. It didn't take as much effort as my thumb, to get my cock head to pop into her ass. I sat there then, and let her get used to having my meat inside her bowels. When her muted grunts disappeared, I started to feel her ass relax just a little bit, and started pushing in an inch at a time. It didn't take long to get all 8 inches inside her, and again, I let her rest with my cock buried inside her dark passage. Once I started moving again, her groans started up, and her ass tightened up considerably. I was loving getting my cock squeezed from her ass. She was trying to milk my balls dry through my shaft, and it was working. I was getting close pretty quickly. I started pumping into her over and over, slapping my balls against Melinda's face on every thrust. I was hearing moans constantly now from both women, and I knew that they seemed to be close as well. When I finally erupted inside of Erin's dark channel, it felt like my balls got sucked through as well. I was so drained. At least 5 or 6 good squirts of cum was inserted anally into the slut. I was on empty, and almost collapsed on top of the both of them. Somehow, I let go of my handholds being breasts, and sat back onto the armrest of the couch, catching my breath as both sluts went over the edge into each other's face. They both laid there for a few moments, and then Erin got up and off of Melinda, and both sat at either end of the couch, so I got up and sat down between them both, putting my arms around each of their shoulders, drawing them into me. We were all exhausted. The next thing I knew, I was waking up to find my hands both full of breasts, Erin on my right, leaning on my chest, passed out, and Melinda laying with her head on my thigh, also in dream world. I started to think back on my day today. It all started off with a nature hike, and ended up enslaving a few beautiful young women a few blocks from my house because of a necklace. How could I have been so lucky, and what was I to do now, with these girls, and going forward, what to do? I began to massage each of their breasts, and pulling on their nipples, until they stirred, pulling them from deep sleep. I wanted to find a better place to crash out than their couch. I ended up being led by one, and dragging along the other, to the bedroom, and a king-size bed. We all piled into bed. Me at the center, and both women cuddling up to me, and wrapping their legs around mine. Both of them with their head on my shoulder and my hands fondling their breasts, claiming them as mine, as I claimed both of the girls this evening. That we didn't move a muscle almost all night, and slept in pretty late. Thankfully, it was Sunday.
Chapter 02.
Waking up between two beautiful naked women is something I suggest making happen to anyone. Golden hair on my chest hid Melinda's face from my angle, one of her hands draped across my chest, both breasts pressing into my side, and her left leg over my left with her knee resting just below my nuts. On the other side, I have fire red hair spread on my shoulder, and from my viewpoint, her nose pointed at my neck, her body pressed into me, the right breast pressing Melinda's hand into my side. Her right hand possessively gripping my morning wood. All of us still somehow under a top sheet, and blanket. I just lay there to see who would wake up first. I did not have to wait so long. Erin stirred first, squeezing my cock as her head shifted just a little closer to my neck. I felt a kiss at my collarbone, and a few pumps of her fist down below. Her head jerks up quickly, and she looks up at my face searching for something. What she thought of as just a dream comes back to her, and she starts to tug on my cock more. I can't help but groan at her hand playing with me. Erin rises to her elbow and watches my face as she continues to tug on me. Whatever she sees must have pleased her, as she slowly slides down the bed, taking the covers with her. My right hand follows her down, brushing the hair out of her face, until she's eye to eye with my schlong. She takes a large breath and then slowly exhales on the head of my cock, and it twitches in her grip once, before she gives a soft kiss to the mushroom head. My hand slides from her hair, down her shoulder, and latches onto her large swinging breast, and start playing with it, sliding my palm over her rapidly rising nipple, and squeezing her mammoth mammary. It is her turn to moan as I fondle her chest, and she slowly starts to take me into her mouth, taking her time in an attempt at swallowing me whole. It doesn't work well for her as my head attempts to breach her neck. She coughs once, and tries again, opening up her throat, and takes me down her gullet. She doesn't stop until her nose is pressed into my short and curlies and holds there for a moment, just swallowing over and over, before coming back up for air. It is then that Melinda starts to awaken, since Erin's hair is tickling her knee as she bobs up and down on me. She almost sits up before seeing Erin down below, and then falls back to an elbow grumbling, damn, under her breath. She was hoping for a warm breakfast, I suppose. Instead, she decides to get up and go to the restroom.
When she returns, naked, breasts swing, with a damn sexy smile, I lose it, and explode into Aaron's mouth. Once she gulps down all I have to give, she climbs out of bed, and heads for her turn in the restroom. Good morning, sleepyhead. I say to Melinda. I'm sure it is, for you, Max. I didn't have anyone sucking on my clit to wake me up. She responds a little grumpily. Then she turns and heads out to the kitchen. I start to get out of bed when Aaron returns to the room. I get out of bed and grab her by the waist, and draw her in for a kiss and hug, my cock already at half-mast, pressing into her belly. Good morning to you, too, I say. That was rather unexpected, but certainly a delight to wake up to. Well, I've never given a blowjob to a real cock before. I had to try it out. You taste good, Aaron says to me. I think Melinda was feeling left out. I'll have to make it up to her, I say as I follow Aaron out to the kitchen area. She heads right for the coffee machine to grab a cup, and I see Melinda, wearing my t-shirt, which almost covers her ass completely. She does look sexy like that. I have grown to full mast as I look at both girls, one naked, the other making breakfast almost naked, in front of me. How did I get so lucky? I'm not going to waste the time I have. I come up behind Melinda, holding my rock-hard pole facing down until I'm right behind her, and let it come up and slap her between the legs, as I grab her around the waist in a hug from behind. She jumps at first contact between my cock and her labia, letting out a little squeal. Now grab the counter, be a good slut, and stick that gorgeous ass out. I whisper in her ear. I back up a bit to give her room, my cock never losing contact with her. I grab my cock, and rub it up and down her now dripping slit, drawing a moan from her, before my cock pops inside her warm passage. Taking small strokes, I slowly edge myself farther and farther inside her. I tighten my grip on the shorter girl, and with one hand, I start to run up her belly, to her chest, mauling one large breast, and hard nipple atop of it. Her feet have almost left the floor as I straighten my legs, and start to forcefully thrust inside her. Aaron, I notice, has stopped making a coffee for us all, and is watching the hard fucking going on, pulling on her naked nipples. She's leaning back against the counter, with her eyes big and round, watching her lover and I, as I beat the hell out of her cunt from behind. I do not take my time on her. I keep pounding her cunt hard, receiving a grunt on every stroke in. Oh God, Max! Take me! Fuck me hard! She almost screams toward the front kitchen window. If there were pedestrians outside, I'm sure they would have heard her pleas bright and early in the day. I've taken to grabbing both of her hips, and pulling her into me as much as I'm pumping into her, lifting her off the floor. She peeks fairly fast, as I roughly take her from behind. Oh fuck yes! 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 Eh-ah-heh! Her hips start shaking and I almost lose my grip. Her climax is so strong that I don't let up at all, fucking her hard, wanting only to baste her insides with my cum. She doesn't have long to wait, as I finally start to lose my rhythm as I pump her full of cum. Once I'm done, I pull out of her with a loud slurping sound, and turn on Aaron. I saved you some more breakfast, but it'll take more work to get it, I say, nodding toward her lover. Melinda groans again, and turns toward us both. Aaron was quick to her knees, not even releasing her nipples from being pinched, as she bends down, and rubs her nose on Melinda's clit, before licking her from one end to the other and back. It didn't take much for Melinda to rise to the top, and orgasm again, with Aaron's ministrations with tongue and fingers, trying to dig out my recent spend. They both settled down shortly after, and things went back to relatively normal, if you can call two mostly naked women and a naked man having breakfast at the breakfast table. After breakfast, it was time to depart. I had some things to do today, and wanted to get a start early. I said my goodbyes, but before then, I put them both in trance, checked a couple commands I had placed in their heads, and told Aaron to text me naked photos of her so I know the number, told Melinda to send me some photos too, and started the walk home. I was still in a daze, thinking over the fact that I hadn't gotten laid in a long while, and now I'm walking home after spending the night, fucking two lesbians, when I run into one of my neighbor across the street. It was at that moment that my phone started to blow up with texts. I, somehow, had to ignore the text for now, and was walking around her block when she came up behind me with a cheerful, hello? Hiya, Anne. How are you doing? Enjoying the heatwave of May? This spring has been warmer than most. Not that global warming exists, insert obligatory eye roll. Yeah. Trying to, at least. I haven't gotten outside as much as I'd like. What about you? Where are you coming home from? What the hell was I supposed to say to her? Well, I'm heading home after fucking two hot lesbians for the last 15 hours or so. Nah. Just wandering around, geocaching a bit, I say. I took a moment to look her up and down. She looked great in her white t-shirt, two sizes too small, and some old running shorts. Now, I should mention that I've lusted after this woman for a very long time. We've lived across the street from each other for most of my life. She and her sister recently took over the mortgage on the house they grew up in, while their parents decided to retire to Florida. Anyway, and was gorgeous. A few years older than myself, a few inches shorter at about 5 feet 5 inches, shiny dark brown hair, bright blue eyes and a cute nose. She also had a very large chest. I guess at a DD. I've watched her and her sister, Laura, grow up, and how they've grown. I couldn't tell you how many times I've spent in my room, jacking off to both of them over the years. Let alone, all of their friends stopping by. Plenty of spank bank material at that house. I'd spent plenty of time over at their house as well. See, I was friends with their little brother since they moved in, and up until a few years ago, when he wanted to keep close to his parents, and take care of them. he ended moving with them to Florida. The girls and I were, and are, always pleasant with each other.
Oh? Still doing that, huh? Find anything interesting today?
I ignored her little dig, but then pulled out my newly found necklace to show her. I'm glad that we'd stopped in front of her house, or else she could have fallen forward by freezing mid-walk. At this point, I filled her mind with all the commands I gave to Aaron and Melinda, and added more to it.
You're going to start having very erotic dreams about me. Dreams where you submit to me. Anytime I'm around, or you think about me, you'll become wet and horny.
Whenever you masturbate, I will be the one you fantasize about, but you cannot come without my permission.
You can only edge for me.
The next time you masturbate, take, and send photos of yourself to XXXXXXXX. Any text you receive from that number will be the same as a command from me. Mine is the only cock that you want. Now I'm going to wake you up on the count of three, and you'll feel refreshed after your walk, and getting horny as well.
I put the necklace away, and pull out an odd trinket that I found yesterday.
Okay, one. Becoming aware again.
Two.
Starting to wake up.
And one.
Awake.
Yeah, I found this in one spot.
I say, falling back into the conversation we were having, as I hold up a little glass elephant for her to look at. We chat for a few more minutes about her day, and I can see that she's a little bit fidgety.
Is everything all right? You seem uncomfortable.
Her nipples were starting to show. I knew where this was going to go.
Yes, I'm okay. Just feeling a little hot. Maybe I should get out of the sun for a while.
She says to me.
You have a great day. I'm going to step inside and cool off. I hope you feel better soon. Maybe I'll stop by later and see how you're feeling. I'll bring dinner as well. Maybe your sister will be around to join us for dinner.
Catch up a bit. I try to sound nonchalant about inviting myself over to their house, but hoping she'll say yes to me. I wonder how much she's affected by me already.
That's very kind of you. I'll take you up on that. We haven't kept up much since Mike left with our parents. It'll be nice having you over.
She says. I start to smile much more.
Katie should be home in a few hours. She's out shopping now. Sounds like a plan. I'll see you later.
We both almost go in for a hug, but I think she was getting a little frayed at the edges, and the familiarity of our friendship might further ignite her lust. There will be time for more later. And it was nice to bump into Max on my walk. I hadn't seen him for a while. Maybe a month or two. He was working on his car in the driveway at the time. He was just a neighborhood kid that was always at our house with my brother, growing up. I always knew that he liked me to some degree. I'd catch him checking me out at random times when we'd cross paths in the house. He did the same with Katie as well. Now she's a knockout, and could understand why he'd check her out. I don't feel so hot compared to her. Yeah, I can turn heads with the best of them, but Katie seems to be on a different plane. Her tits are about as big as mine at a double D, and she's got a nice elven face with a short pointy nose. Her figure is off the charts. I've mentioned her breasts, but her butt is to die for. It's like she's been doing constant squats for the last 5 years or so. Mine could use a little extra workout time. It is kind of strange that we do look so similar overall, as I was adopted into the family as a small child. Back to Max though. He's a cute kid. Only 2 years my junior, but maybe I haven't quite looked at him the same way as I always have. He was always so shy around everyone in the house, except my brother. He'd stumble over his words when I talked to him when he was younger. He's improved a lot in the last few years. Probably a few girlfriends helped him improve his self-confidence some. Now, I notice that he's kind of cute. In another life, I'd even probably date someone like him. I look him up and down now, and I do like what I see. His time playing basketball with Mike has kept him in shape for sure. Why am I looking at him like this? He's my brother's friend. The neighbor kid. Now he's more muscular, sinewy in a way. He's really grown up in the last few years. He looks good enough to. What was I about to say? He's showing me a trinket, and I'm thinking of him in a different way than ever. What's come over me? I also notice that I'm becoming aroused. Not too much, but it's starting to distract me.
I'm sure he can see my nipples.
How embarrassing. And my pussy. The kitty is getting wet, and swelling up some. Let's see. If I just shift a bit, I can squeeze my legs together and. Yeah, just flex my thighs together. I can feel my heartbeat through my pussy, and tease it some.
Oops.
He's talking again.
Is everything all right? You seem uncomfortable.
Oh god. He noticed me playing with myself with my legs.
Does he know?
Shit.
Yes, I'm okay.
I tell him.
Just feeling a little hot. Maybe I should get out of the sun for a while.
I glance behind me to my house indicating where I'll go.
You have a great day. I'm going to step inside and cool off. I hope you feel better soon. Maybe I'll stop by later and see how you're feeling. I'll bring dinner as well. Maybe your sister will be around to join us for dinner.
Catch up a bit. What a nice man he's become. He's right, too. We haven't talked or hung out like we used to.
What could I say?
That's very kind of you.
I'll take you up on that. We haven't kept up much since Mike left with our parents. It'll be nice having you over.
I tell him. Katie should be home in a few hours. She's out shopping now. Did his smile just grow? Why am I feeling so horny all of a sudden?
Sounds like a plan. I'll see you later.
Was he trying to go in for a hug? I flinched as well, as though I was going to hug him back but held my ground and started to turn around to go inside. We haven't hugged for a long time. A really long time. Not this time, sweetheart. Now I've got to get inside and work out what started once I saw him earlier. God, I'm horny. Fingers are going to get a workout here shortly. Once I get inside, I head to my room immediately, and pull off my shorts first, and then my shirt and bra. Before the bra hit the floor, I had a few fingers already massaging my lower lips, gliding in the wetness, spreading it around. My other hand was starting to cup my right breast, and lifting it up for me to be able to lick my turgid nipple crying for a touch. I suck it into my mouth, and suck hard on the nipple, and the flesh surrounding it. I finally fall back on the bed, naked as the day I was born, grab the phone out of the shorts I dropped beside where I lay, and take many photos of me playing with myself. Sucking on a nipple. Fingers spreading my lower lips apart. A finger inserted inside my pussy, and two mounds of flesh as background sagging to each side slightly. I slide the finger inside me up to my clit, which is on fire, and roughly run circles around it, before pinching my clit. Not enough to hurt much, but enough to imagine someone's lips trapping it, as they nibble on the little nub. Looking down at myself in the fantasy, I see a familiar face burying themselves into my little cunny. It's Max. WTF? He certainly is cute. And slightly buff. And friendly. Did I mention cute? Well, he is. I toss my head back onto the bed and plunge three fingers into my tight little hole, trying to climax. My other hand has started pulling at my nipple, stretching my teardrop-shaped breast into a long pointed tit, before I pinch, and then let go, allowing it to flow back to its natural form, sagging to the side a bit from the weight of itself. My groans get louder as I pump my fingers inside myself, in their attempt to fuck me to conclusion. That face of his still in my mind's eye. I can only see his eyes looking into my eyes as he licks his way to my treasure inside. Almost there. Almost. Gah. I can't get over that peak. I need to come. I need to come badly. I frig myself harder, and drop my other hand to rapidly play over my abused clit in an attempt at pushing me over. I've dropped the phone and it lands face up with my cunt in full view staring at me. It is such a pretty little thing. I pull my fingers out of my hole, and begin to suck on them. I do taste nice. That I'm getting sore from the workout, and from abusing my pussy, so I look at the clock at the head of my bed, and start at the time. I've been playing with myself for over an hour. I still haven't come yet, but it just wasn't meant to be. Oh well. I'll be a little wound up when Max comes over in a while. Before I clean up, I make sure to text all my photos to a random phone number, with my name. I'm sure whoever gets it, doesn't mind. After that, I seem to forget that I sent them. Maxie had sat around for a while, just to waste time, and enjoy the photos from Melinda and Aaron. Boy do they look great in each photo, showing off each of their own lovely features. Some of the photos taken were by each other, so as to give better angles and so the model can use both hands in the shot. I refused to act when I developed a boner. I've got to save my energy for tonight. It also gave me plenty of time to plan around in, potentially her slightly older sister, Katie, and her younger sister Danielle, whenever we bump into each other. Another thought comes to me, about the necklace again. How much it's given me in the last 24 hours already, and how much potential it has in the future. I still can't believe that I found it, let alone what it could do. I wonder though if all it can do is put someone into a deep trance as I've found so far. I decide to keep it around my neck, instead of my pocket. It'll be easier to show it off that way. My phone buzzed in my pocket. Pulling it out, I received multiple texts from an unknown number. Many more photos were revealed as I scrolled down the texts. It was impossible to not become hard as steel seeing these photos coming to me live. The next to show up is the same angle from below her leg, and now the vibrator is buried inside her. I started fantasizing about what I could do to that tight little pussy, and when I'd get the chance, with others coming and going in the house, that I hadn't seen since I received the necklace. This could get a bit tricky possibly. I was brought out of my reverie by the thought that I still needed to make something to eat for us. I decided on some simple pasta and meaty sauce. So easy to make, and quick too. I found that I had daydreamed for a long while, and it was soon coming up when I need to head over to Anne's house for dinner, and who knows what else. I jumped into the shower to clean off the day's sweat from this morning. Just thinking about this morning got me thinking about all that had happened, and what was to come. Grabbing some jeans and a polo shirt, as well as underwear and socks, I head into the bathroom, and turn on the water straight away. By the time the water heated up enough, I had stripped off and stepped into the heavy stream from the showerhead. I refused to take care of myself while showering, though it was hard, as I was turgid with thoughts of what could happen tonight. Once I was clean, I stepped out of the shower to shave off my day's growth, carefully keeping the lines of my goatee squared on my face. I did trim that down to a manageable length with the clippers. Then it was cologne for the face, and a quick touch down below, to spice up the whole of my readiness. Getting dressed was quick, and I cleaned up my old clothes, and grabbed my tennis shoes. Now, to get to the meal for two or more people, I ended up making enough for four people, or seconds for a few. Wrapping up the big pot with saran wrap, and a large bowl with the sauce as well, I was ready to head across the street. I collected everything into my arms, and barely was able to open the door, but almost tripped on my own foot going across the threshold. I recovered quickly, and collected myself, with a few deep breaths, and went down the stairs to the driveway. I had no such problems walking across the street as I did at my door, thankfully. Once I got to the neighbor's door, I juggled the pots a bit to reach over and ring the doorbell. I didn't have to wait long, and was opening the door before I had wrapped my hand around the pot of sauce that was slipping out of my grasp. It seemed as though she was just waiting near the door for me to ring the bell. When the door opened, I nearly dropped both pots as I looked at her outfit for the evening. She looked like sex on two legs, and I started getting hard again. She wore a tight white tank top with a rainbow-colored unicorn on the front, a bit of sweat around the collar and into her cleavage, and some red running shorts that Frank Shorter made popular years ago. Her hair was a little messed, and she looked a bit worn thin. I wanted her, and I wanted her soon. She opened the door wide enough for me to come in.
Hello again. Glad you could make it. What is it that we're having for dinner?
I brushed past her, barely rubbing on her chest with my left arm as I tried to squeeze by her and into the house.
I made spaghetti for us. I hope that's okay.
I looked back at her in the hopes that she wasn't disappointed with the choice in meals. She almost looked out of breath, and a hand was coming down from her chest, as though my brush by her teased her enough to cup one breast briefly.
Sounds great to me,
she said, collecting herself, and closing the door behind her. I distinctly heard the deadbolt slide into place before she turned back around and brushed past me to guide me into the kitchen. I had been in this house so often over the years, but I let her guide me, so I could catch a glimpse of her ass. So round and inviting. Once I got to place the pots on the counter, I turned to her and opened my arms for a hug that she quickly reacted to, and almost jumped into my arms. She held the hug for longer than I thought she would, with her large bust crushed into my chest. I could have sworn that she was trying to hump me while standing there in my arms.
How are you feeling?
I asked her in a whisper to her ear.
Better than when I saw you last, I hope.
I feel. She paused for a few seconds here. I feel pretty good right now. Thank you for asking. I'm just hot.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I blurt out as a joke, and she looks at me in a strange way. Contemplating.
Well, should we sit down and eat?
It looks great.
Yeah, let's dig in.
When she reluctantly pulled back from our hug, she turned and got plates for our meal, and headed to the dining room. I grabbed the pots and followed along, placing both in the center of the table.
She placed the plates catty-corner to each other, with one on the end of the table, and the other just to its left on the side. She then ushered me into the seat at the head of the table before taking her seat on my side. We were still pretty close to each other, and as she settled down, I felt her leg brush mine briefly before settling into place.
Thanks for dinner,
she said to me, as I got comfortable in my chair, slightly sliding it to the left.
I've built up a real appetite today. That's good to hear. I brought enough for seconds. Beware though that the sauce is still a bit runny.
I tried to warn her, as I let her serve herself first, putting a fair amount of noodles on her plate, and then topping it off with multiple spoonfuls of sauce that I slowly served myself, as I watched her take her first bite of the meal. She slurped it up into her mouth slowly, allowing the trail of noodles slowly spin as they were sucked into her mouth. Unbeknownst to her, the spinning of the noodles as they went into her mouth let loose a few drops of sauce onto her shirt. I said nothing. I have to say that I made a great meal for us, and enjoyed the conversation, as well as the view while eating. I also grew some balls as the meal continued. Her shirt was getting a bit more wet, and the red sauce had splatters across her chest. I decided to see how she'd react to me. I reached out, with my left hand, and started brushing at the sauce on her right breast, and then fondled it directly, rubbing my thumb over her very stiff nipple. Her breath caught and I looked up to her eyes, and she was staring at me, wondering what I was doing, but not moving to hinder my groping at all. I was bold, and kept massaging her right tit, getting a feel for her massive chest.
You've splatted sauce across your shirt. I was just brushing it off as well as I could.
She reacted by actually pushing her chest into my hand a bit as she wiggled in her seat a bit. I think she liked the actions I took, and from her unfulfilled activity earlier, it didn't leave her mind. I then pinched her nipple hard.
Come for me.
I said. And what was I going to do? I am so worked up, and masturbating for an hour or more got me nowhere. I couldn't get over the cliff, and come, no matter how much I tried. I felt as though I was just edging the whole time. I was trying to finish off with a good cum, by thinking of the guy in my world history class at the university I had a mild crush on. That didn't help at all, and I started to actually come down from my high at the thought of him. Suddenly, Max popped into my brain, and I juiced up nicely within a second or two.
What does that mean?
I know he's cute, but he's my brother's friend first, and the rest of the family second. I guess I could have a mild crush on him as well. We're close in age too. When is he going to come over? It feels like forever since I've seen him, and I want him here now. It's good to catch up with friends that you haven't really conversed with in a while. My brother, after all, hasn't been around in a while, so there hasn't been any real reason for Max to stop by. I really wish he would though. I also really worked up an appetite, and I'm dying for some food. I wonder what he's bringing. Hopefully he'll be here soon. I'm starving. I moved into the living room, passing the front door, and sitting on the couch as close to the door as I could get comfortably. My hand had a mind of its own, and reached up to cup one of my breasts, and tease the nipple just a bit. While waiting for Max, I really shouldn't be doing this, using Max as the guy in my fantasies, but today, I had to try something new. It didn't help that I couldn't come though. It really wound me up, and I really wanted some release. I've known him for many years as my brother's friend, and never thought twice about it. I wonder why his face popped up in my head while masturbating. And thoughts of him helped to climb to a much higher peak than I have lately when playing with myself. Ding dong. It took roughly a half second for me to bounce out of my erotic thoughts, and come to the door, and I paused for a few seconds before reaching out for the doorknob to open it. When I did, it was Max juggling a few pots. One large, and one about half the size.
Hello again. Glad you could make it. What is it that we're having for dinner?
I notice as I'm asking that he was looking me up and down. That didn't help the feelings I was having just before he showed up. Was I going to make it through the meal, and with the company? Oh God. What if Katie comes home while he's here? I don't know how I'm going to make it through the meal, let alone just having him here. My nipples tried to poke out of my top even more under his gaze. I'm dressed like a little slut, too. I'm sure she'll make a random comment and embarrass me. I hold the door open for him, not giving him too much room, but enough to pass by. He does get through, but his arm brushes across one of my nipples. I mean, how could it miss with it sticking out so far, right? But seriously, that felt better than when I play with them. I catch my breath, and he happens to look behind him to see me again, with my sharp inhale, with a questionable look. Did he do that on purpose? I made spaghetti for us. I hope that's okay. He asks. I force my hand down, that had just grabbed at myself after he brushed by me. Did he see me groping myself? I don't think he did. Phew. Sounds great to me. I tell him, while closing the door, and locking it. He stopped close by and watching me. I move past him, and head for the smallish kitchen, and he follows a few steps back. I spin back around when I hear the pots hit the counter to see him open his arms. Does he want a hug? We haven't ever done that before. This could be awkward, why not, I think. Hell, I've used his face while I'm taking time for myself earlier. I move in, and crush my breasts into his chest. Damn, that feels good. My hips start to move again unintentionally, robotic almost, and suddenly I'm embarrassed as I'm selfishly grinding against him, hoping for a feel of him. Does he notice? Does he care? Was that big lump his cock? How are you feeling? His breath in my ear as he almost whispers the question to me makes me heat up a bit more, but I start to control my hips and pull back just a bit. Better than when I saw you last, I hope? I feel. What could I tell him? I'm in heat. I'm so horny. Fuck me before I explode with need. I feel pretty good right now. Thank you for asking. I'm just hot. Yes. Yes, you are. He says to me softly in my ear. What is he implying here? Is he just being nice and noticing how hot it is in the house? Is he flirting with me? I don't know. We haven't had much to say for years, as he was always with my brother. No telling how he is. Well, should we sit down and eat? It looks great. I say, to get out of this very comfortable, yet uncomfortable hug. Try to cool down and enjoy the meal some. Yeah, let's dig in. He pulls back, and I allow him to turn to pick up the pans again, and lead him through to the dining room table after I grab some plates and the utensils. I place one plate at the head of the table, where the man should sit, and one just to the left on the side for me. He places the pots close to me, and sits down as I also pull up my chair and sit. I do brush his leg with mine, just to see his reaction. Thanks for dinner. I tell him. I've built up a real appetite today. Why did I tell him that? Will he figure it out? Shit. I said too much. That's good to hear. I brought enough for seconds. Beware though that the sauce is still a bit runny. He points toward the sauce as he bumps his chair a bit. I start to serve myself, and pile the noodles on my plate. Then I grab the spoon for the sauce, and dish out a fair amount in proportion to the noodles I have. He serves himself with the same pile of noodles, and sauce on his plate, and starts to dig in, while watching me. I almost don't mean to do it, but I get a mouth full of pasta with a long tail, and slowly start sucking it in. Was that being a bit suggestive? Am I giving him ideas? Damn, I'm hot. Even eating food, I'm acting like I'm about to choke on his cock like a slut. There really isn't much of a conversation happening while we're stuffing our faces. Then I see him move his left hand toward me, and start brushing down over my breast. I look at his face, and it's neutral, but he's deliberately brushing his hand on my tit. You've splattered sauce across your shirt. I was just brushing it off as well as I could. Wait. Now he's openly groping me. Damn, that feels good. His eyes smile a little, but the rest of his face remains placid. My body doesn't listen to me, and pushes my chest into his groping hand, bringing me closer to the point I was earlier. I squeeze my legs together so I can smash my swollen pussy together and get more feeling out of his actions. Then he pinches my nipple hard. Come for me, he says. Wait. What? My body explodes into 1,000 pieces, as a star would explode in its end of life, but I'm riding a high I haven't felt before. Stars are dancing in my now closed eyes. My body is shuddering, muscles clenching tightly everywhere. I'm barely able to stay upright and in my chair. My pussy is on fire and squirts into now drenched shorts. My breath is held as my body shakes uncontrollably. One hand flies down to coax a little more out of my clit as the other just grabs the table edge to steady myself. All the while, he's smiling and holding onto my nipple and top of my breast, not letting go of either. What the fuck just happened? We were having a nice meal, and suddenly, at his command, I'm coming like never before? Oh my good! C-G-O-O-D! I slur out in a hiss, while I start to come down from the best orgasm I've ever had. And at the hands of our neighbor. Then suddenly, his hand releases my nipple and he flinches back. Then I hear it too. There is a key being taken out of the lock on the front door. Now it's starting to open. Max starts to say something, and the next thing I hear is Katie walking across the living room and calling out to me. Anne? I'm going to go try and study for a while. What a fun time shopping I had. Okay, have fun. I holler back. I hear her door close, and I'm once again staring into Max's eyes. Max, that was amazing. Watching an orgasm like that. I was rock hard in seconds, not that I ever went down at all through the meal. As she started to catch her breath, I hear a key enter the lock on the front door, and I yank my hand away from a luscious breast quickly.
Sleep, slut!
I say quickly, and it suddenly is quiet, as her head slowly droops to her chest. I get up after the door starts to open, and walk quickly over toward the door. I see Katie walk in with multiple bags in both hands. Just as she closes the door and turns around, I pull out my necklace and hold it up to her face so she has to focus on it. As soon as her eyes adjust from the sun outside to the muted lighting inside, and catches the stone necklace, she pauses. And so do I. I look her over from head to toe. Her dark blonde hair is back in a ponytail, still falling to about halfway down her back. She's wearing a nice dark blue blouse and black knee-length skirt with white flats on her feet. Her chest, much like Anne's, is pressing well into the front of her blouse, and creating a tiny gap between the third and fourth button where I can just see a bit of bra and flesh.
Katie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good to hear.
I then walked her through all the things I instilled in her sister. When that was done, I said,
"You don't know I'm here, and you haven't seen me today.
You'll go to your room, change into just bra and panties, and then start to study. After a little while you'll hear something, and come to investigate. You'll listen and follow my instructions when you see us. Now I'm going to have you wake up, but will not wake up until I'm out of sight and hear a chair slide in the dining room, and then you'll follow what I've told you. Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir, good,"
I say, and walk back toward the dining room, putting away my necklace under my shirt. When I sit down and drag the chair back into position at the dinner table, I hear,
"En?
I'm going to go try and study for a while. What a fun time shopping I had."
"Okay, have fun."
I respond, "Damn, that was close. I wonder what she would have thought had she walked in when I was in the middle of orgasm. I'd be so embarrassed. I don't know what I would do."
Chapter 03
Once I heard Katie's door close, I looked back at Anne and smiled. "That was pretty close. I think that pretty pussy needs more though." Anne just looked at me, shocked that I just made her come by only telling her to. Her eyes were wide open, and her lips parted as if to say something, but nothing came out. I looked at our meals, and we had been near finished when she had her orgasm, so I wasn't disappointed in much lost food, or desire for more. I stood up, and offered my hand for her to take, and stand herself. As she was getting up, she was still a little shaky on her feet, so I let go of her hand, and wrapped it around her waist to steady her.
"Are you feeling better now?"
I whispered in her ear before nibbling her lobe. She just moaned and leaned on me a bit.
"I think you're ready for more."
"What do you think?" I whisper in her ear again. I reach my right hand, not holding her, down her belly between us, to the waistband of her shorts, to push under the elastic toward her warm juncture. Her left hand reaches for my wrist, not sure if she wants to stop me, or push my hand down her shorts. I keep moving my hand down until I've gone down to her little clit that was hard and poking out from between her lips. There, I paused and wiggled my hand over the little nub, eliciting a harder grip on my wrist. I released her clit from my gentle abuse, which I received a groan, and started to guide her toward the living room and the couch. Once there, I turned her so her back was to the couch, and used both hands, and beginning at her hips, slowly pulled down her shorts. Her hands were on mine in a millisecond to maybe attempt at keeping her shorts on, but I was not restrained from lowering the garment to the floor. Then I laid her down with her head on the pillow at one couch arm, and her legs stretched toward the other end of the furniture. She started to play with a nipple right after laying down, so I reach over and grab her other nipple through the shirt, between my thumb and forefinger, pinch lightly, and twist it a bit. Another groan escaped her lips. I used my other hand to gently trace a line down to her juicy pussy, where I began to follow the lines of each lip with the tip of my finger, down one side, and back up the other, only to end at her clit again, where I pinched lightly. Her hips thrust up at me in reaction. I released her after she settled down a bit, and took two fingers to separate her lower lips, and feel how drenched she was. One finger finally found its way inside her, only to be pulled out immediately.
"I've wanted to do this for many years now. Watching you and your sister growing up, and unable to do anything about it since I was good friends with your brother. Now he's gone, and I have my chance now that we're all older. It's been many a wet dream of mine to have you. To claim you as my little slut. My fuck toy to play with. You're mine now,"
I say, and then cup her whole pussy in my hand. My other hand releases her nipple, and grabs a breast.
"This is my pussy now. You can, and will play with it, but it's mine,"
and mules as I continue to play with her body, massaging her breast with my left hand, and trailing my right, over her tank top down to her lower belly and visible flesh. I trace a line down outside of her cunt, and onto her inner thigh. I then grab her leg and lift it as I get down on my knees and move in toward her pussy with my head. I can smell her arousal clearly from just a few inches away.
"Do you want this? Do you want to be my slut? My little fuck toy?"
I ask her quietly while rubbing my index finger through her folds, collecting her gratuitous moisture before sucking the finger clean.
"Mmm.
Yeses," she hisses. I blow on her drenched pussy, and her hips flinch and try to rise to my mouth. I decide to meet her halfway, and attach my mouth over her whole cunt, licking at her hole, forcing my tongue in and out.
"Gah! MMHMMM fuck me!"
Her quiet pleas get ignored and I continue to lick up and down her lips, sucking one into my mouth before flicking my tongue through her center to her other lip to do the same. I insert one finger into her pussy and tease with another finger at her brown star. Her hips buck at me, but I stay attached and lick up to her clit to suck on while I thrust my fingers in and out, finger fucking her tight hole. Suddenly, her body freezes, all muscles tense up, and she comes hard on my mouth, and her taste is heavenly. I lick all over her pussy and suck on her clit once again, as she starts to come down, which almost gets her going again. Finally, her hips hit the couch again, and I'd been disconnected from her by mouth. I get up and turn around, lifting her left leg up, and drop my shorts and underwear in one movement, before sitting down just next to her ass. My large cock bouncing back to slap my lower stomach.
Your turn. Get up and ride me, I say.
She starts to stand up, turning toward me to get on, but I stop her, and turn her back around in a reverse cowgirl, keeping my legs together, hers straddle mine, and she leans back reaching for the couch behind me. I grab her hips, and guide her into position before grabbing my cock and directing it to her hole. As she slowly accepts my meat inside her, my hands leave her hips and slide up under her shirt, dragging it with my hands, up and over the swell of her large tits. One nipple catching the cloth as it climbs, before snapping up and over the mound of flesh. Slowly, she slides down my length, swallowing it up, and expanding around its girth until she's sitting fully on me.
Uh-huh.
Her breath escapes her lips in a not-so-silent whoosh, feeling how full she has just gotten. It must be the biggest cock she's taken in, and one she won't recover fully from. I finish moving her shirt over her breasts, and into her armpits and grab her bountiful flesh, squeezing each as I start to guide her physically to begin riding me. I start to spread my legs, causing her legs to stretch wider until her legs are pinned between my legs and the couch on both sides. She rides my cock slowly at first, but quickly picking up speed, and grunting on every downstroke. I release one of her mounds of tit flesh, and reach down to start flicking her clit back and forth with my fingers, and her hips start to wiggle a little more on each up and downstroke, trying to bury me deeper inside of her.
Ahihaga! Yes. So good.
She says at a normal volume, seeming to forget there are other people in the house. I just grin, my head pinned between her arms over my shoulders, and her shoulder blades in my face. I just kiss her hot skin on her shoulder. And with how I was feeling, and everything being done to me, I couldn't say anything else, but yeses, when Max asked me if I wanted this. I didn't know if he was just talking about what he was doing with his hands, what we were doing in general, or being his slut. I'm not really a slut. I shy away from dressing as such. Sure, I have my cleavage show off and on, but mostly just t-shirts and shorts that aren't too tight, hiding my body from the looks of other men, and women, if I may be so bold. I know I'm attractive to both sexes with the body I have. I do tend to get embarrassed when showing attraction when I'm out people watching, and when others show their affection physically at all while in public. I do get a bit wet when affection is shown a lot of the time. My embarrassment tends to turn on the guy I'm with as well. I always just cuddle up into their shoulder and hide my face in their neck when they grab my ass and fondle me there. I do get turned on by it though. Am I a freak because of this? I don't really know. I do like it when affection is shown to me, in public, but I also get scared for no reason. I don't want people to see my reaction to what's happening to me. I turn red and start leaking down below. I guess I'm just a very shy girl who gets turned on when others see me as more than just a person, and getting my ass, or other body part, groped in public. With how Max was making me feel, I all but forgot that Katie was in the house, and just down the hall in her room studying. I've got to be quiet or she'll hear us out here, but damn that mouth. I'm going crazy with what he's doing to me.
Gah! MMHMMM fuck me!
I couldn't take it anymore. He's fucking me with his tongue, and when he gets to my clit, I feel ready to explode like I had before. Damn. Just thinking about how I had orgasmed at the dining room table blows my mind. Yes, he was groping me, and I'm shocked that I let him, but I was already turned on to some degree. He's rather cute, and I really started to notice, as growing up, I never thought about him in that way since he was my brother's friend. Now though, he's quite handsome, and something about him got me revved up today. How the hell did he make me come by telling me to though? His voice was so commanding when he said it, and I know I was wound up pretty well, but coming on command? Holy shit. That's hot as hell. Of course I was embarrassed when I was coming down, and almost couldn't take his hand when he stood up. I was so shaky. Then he grabs me and pulls me close, only to dive into my shorts and finger me. Fuck, that was hot, and damn embarrassing, knowing that my sister was in the house. I couldn't stop him then, if I tried. I was putty in his hands, but also hiding my face in his shoulder as he walked us toward the living room. Does all that has happened so far today make me a slut? Some whore that just does what she's told. Would I just allow random people to finger me, or grab my tit unless I was a slut? I don't really know. I haven't ever had this happen to me before, and getting off by just a few words, or getting in my pants so quickly, without even a first kiss. God, I must be a slut. It scares me, but it feels so fucking good, what he's doing with his fingers, and his mouth right now. How am I thinking about anything but his actions at the moment? I've all but screamed out that I was his slut, but did agree to the point. Oh God. Here comes another orgasm. Gah. Oh. Mmm. That was a good one. He wasn't taking the bait so much. He backed away when I tried to force his face into my dripping cunt. What a tease, but it's turning me on even more, ack. He stopped altogether. He's getting up. Did I do something wrong? Why is he? Oh, he's stripping. Now that he's sitting next to me, at the edge of the couch. I think I know what he wants. Your turn. Get up and ride me. He grabs my side, and tries to pull my leg over him, but I try to stand so I can face him, and get a chance to kiss his face as a thank you for two amazing orgasms. He won't have it. Max grabs my hips and turns me away from him, and then pull me back onto his lap. Then he guides his little monster to my opening, and I start to drop onto him. He's so big, I'm really stretching open. I continue to take it slowly, until I'm resting on his lap, overly full of real cock.
Ugh!
So full, I lean back and find places for my arms behind me, grabbing the back of the couch on either side of Max. Then I wrap my legs around each of his, tying us together. Only then do I start to move up and down. He's helping out by holding onto my now exposed tits and pulling up and releasing to let me down. Once we get a tempo going, my legs suddenly start to spread greatly. I'm almost in the splits, I'm so open wide. Pussy out on display, before he reaches down with one hand and plays with my clitty, keeping my legs far out of the way. My hips start humping at their own direction, spasm after spasm, gyrating on his giant cock, getting the most of how deep he is in me. His tip is stroking my cervix.
Ehihaga!
Yes! So good! I keep trying to drive him deeper inside me as I ride him, slamming myself down time and again. I'm getting close. This will be a massive cum. Please! Let me fall over the ledge into orgasm. Katie walking in the door, the house was quiet, and I wondered if anyone was home. Anne's car was out front, so maybe she's on a walk as is typical. I've got too many bags in my hands, but finally get the door closed by bumping my butt to the door and pushing. Then I hear a chair scrape on the floor briefly.
Anne?
I'm going to go try and study for a while. What a fun time shopping I had. I needed to get all these bags out of my hands before I lost feeling in my fingers. I'll go through them later, but I do need to study for tests coming up. I turn down the hall toward the bedrooms, and to mine, which is on the front side of the house, left from the hall. Then to the right is Anne's room, and across from my door is the restroom.
Okay, have fun!
I hear from the kitchen area, before I get my door closed. Ah. Time to relax after shopping for hours, people watching, and wandering around the mall. I've changed into so many different clothes today that I just don't feel like wearing anything anymore, so I strip out of my blouse and black skirt, kicking my flats off at the same time. Maybe I'll wear something later to show, and what I got today. Now is the time to study and relax some. I grab my laptop from the desk, and toss it toward the head of the bed, grab a pillow and place it just in front of the computer, and all but bounce into position with my pillow just under my breasts for support. I wiggle my toes, which seem to be too cramped in those darn flats. I wonder if I need to pick up another pair a bit bigger.
Hmm.
I sigh, Saturday night, and I'm at home studying. Oh, what a fun life I lead. One day, once I'm out of school, I'll be able to enjoy more weekends instead of having my nose stuck in a book or writing another report on the computer. Not even 10 minutes into my work, I hear what I think is an ooh-hoo outside of my room, but I let it slide. Maybe Anne's watching TV now or something. Every once in a while, she forgets that I'm home and has the volume up a little bit high, or she'll be messing with her laptop on the couch, watching porn. She doesn't know I know, but I've opened my door and just listen for a while, and then walk out, and her hand will jump from inside her shorts to the computer to stop the video she's currently masturbating to. She plays innocent, but I know. I do it too, but usually have my headphones and so I'm not bothering anyone else with any porn noises. The thought of her watching porn has gotten me slightly wet. Not really worth playing with myself, but the sounds do force a reaction from my body. I just try to ignore it, and keep writing with the random stray thought of what all I purchased today. I wonder if I should model a few outfits later, or just randomly wear them. I think I'd look cute in the red BL.
Ehihaga!
Yes! So good! What was that? Anne's got to be watching porn. I think I'm going to bust her this time. I get up off the bed, look at my clothes and think. Well, it's only us girls here. Why get dressed again? And head for my bedroom door. I slowly open it to hear some heavy breathing. Damn, she's got the volume up on whatever she's watching. I creep out into the hall, but still can't see her in the lounge chair she's normally in. I get to the end of the hallway, rounding the corner and start to address her. Why can't you turn down the volume on your porn I know you're watching? I ask in a loud voice before looking up to see the situation. Once my eyes find where the noise is coming from, I freeze with my mouth open wide, and eyes even wider. I'm dumbstruck, and get more wet. I don't know what to do. I see and basically spread eagle on the couch, obviously sitting on someone else, with their veiny thick cock spreading her open, with the other person's hand wiggling across her clit. Her pussy is noticeably dripping from her excitement. Another hand is squeezing her left breast, and pinching a nipple. Her eyes are wide open and staring at me, and her legs attempt to close in embarrassment, but both of the ghost hands of who knows who quickly reach down and grab her thighs, holding her legs wide open as though to show off the pretty cunt getting pulverized. Suddenly, she orgasms hard.
H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-Chug! U-H-U-H-Ga!
Shit-shit-shit-shit! And she squirts out onto the carpet in front of me. I see the cock swell and drive erratically into her, as she's still trying to close her legs in a taste of modesty, but she's held back. Legs held wide open by a man's legs and his powerful hands. It's a lost cause to hide herself now. I've seen her in all her glory and then some. I cover my mouth with a hand, and realize that it didn't have far to travel, as I was already cupping my large breast with it. This is such a turn-on, seeing this. But I really shouldn't be watching my sister get plowed. I'm turning around and about to run to my room to hide, but then I hear for the first time, the male say something.
Stop!
Turn back around. I look up to see his face leaning around her side.
Is that?
No. It couldn't be. Max? When did he get here? What the fuck is he doing? I try to cover myself up to contain what little modesty I have left, but he has more to say.
Don't cover up.
Hands at your sides.
Look at your sister. Look at her cunt where we're joined. Isn't she pretty?
I looked, and I couldn't look away. She was pretty like that. I mean, we've both seen each other naked growing up, and even kind of recently when I jumped out of the shower, and thinking she wasn't home, ran to my room, or tried to, before bumping into her trying to go to her room, and I without clothes or towel to cover me. It seems only fair that I get a good look at her as well. Come closer. In fact, get down on your knees just in front of us. Come on. It did seem like a reasonable request. I started to walk toward them slowly, and keeping my eyes on them both. He was still hard, after obviously filling Anne's cunt with a good load of cum. It looks like he didn't lose any of his firmness at all. He was still slowly pumping up into her at a relaxed rate, getting moans in response. Watching her pussy as I was told to do, I saw that some of his cum was squeezing out around his beautiful cock, and dripping down onto his balls. His large balls full of cum. Have you ever performed cunnilingus? He asked me, and I was quick to answer. Yes. Last year, a few girlfriends and I got drunk at a small party, and we explored each other. I think I had been pretty good actually, and I did enjoy it. This is a bit different. We're related. Even so, I still stare at their connection. They stopped moving for the most part. Anne's pussy was still leaking cum as we talked. Good to hear. Here's another chance for you. Eat her out. Be sure to pay attention to my cock as well. He tells me. I lean in a bit at his direction, but I stop and look up at them. But it's my sister. That's just wrong. I explain to him. Not by blood. Any other situation, and you would have dived in. Nothing to stop you now. He's still holding her thighs rather tight. She's not trying as hard to close her legs anymore, but I know there's a little fight left in her. Okay. I say that I gave up on the argument since I knew I would lose the battle. What else could I do? I started to lean into their connection and had my first taste of both his and her cum. I licked from his balls, up his shaft, and onto my sister's pussy, ending at her clit. The taste was flavorful, and I really did enjoy it, so I licked again from balls to clit on a different angle, to capture more cum. Doing this now reminded me of my time at the party with my friends and all we did. I was hesitant originally, and even playing spin the bottle got me to the point that I would be willing to do things with other women. Over the course of the evening playing, we'd gotten each other drunk with dares for another shot, and of course there were dares to take off shirts, or pants slash skirts, and others to lick someone's nipple, to finally licking your friend's pussy. Most of us were near naked at this point. We'd fondled, licked, sucked, and kissed everywhere else. It was just a matter of time before our pussy was put up for a dare. Sarah was dared to lick my pussy after a few other dares for the same thing for most of us lesbian virgins. I ended up as the last to be dared to lick a pussy, and it was Amelia's pussy I was to taste. She was the resident lesbian who made the dare. She had stripped off her G-string, stood up, walked across the circle of the seven of us, barely missing stepping on the bottle as she did, and all but squatted over my face. I tilted my head back, and tentatively stuck out my tongue. She fucked my tongue sticking out, more than I licked her pussy. It didn't detract from my first taste of pussy. I kind of liked the approach, and certainly liked the taste, as I often tasted myself when masturbating. Now, I find myself on my knees, licking balls as well as a dripping wet cunt, and one hand which found its way down my white panties, recalling my first experience rather fondly. When he heard my humming while licking, he pulled in off his cock while I was concentrating on his loaded balls, and his cock ended up slapping me across my face on my right side over my eye. His cock was free now, and looked tasty with his cum as well as Anne's cum all over it. I raised my head a bit, and took his head in my mouth. He manhandled my sister by lifting one thigh over my head, and swung her around so she landed on the couch. She just cupped her pussy to hold all that was left from their joining inside. My unoccupied hand found its way to the base of his big cock and started pumping at the same speed I was pistoning two fingers inside myself. Working my mouth down as far as I could from this angle and back out to lick around the tip. I could normally deep throat a cock, but his size and the angle wouldn't allow it so easily. I still tried to do what I could to please him though. I guess it wasn't enough because he put his hand on the back of my head and gripped my hair before pushing me down his cock. I had to move my hand to allow him to push me harder onto his thick rod. He didn't push so hard on my head, so I humored him, and kept trying to take him deep on my own. Meanwhile, he bent forward a bit and unhooked my bra, and brushed the straps off my shoulder. My excessive mounds of flesh swung freely now and swayed with my back and forth movement. He didn't stop there. After reaching around to squeeze my tits a bit, he slid his hand down toward my panties on my butt, slid under them, and found his fingers sharing space inside my dripping twat. Max only finger fucked me for a few minutes, and then slid his sloppy wet fingers up to my asshole, and pressed in. I held him back, and tried to say something about him and my virgin hole, but it just came out as a moan that he interpreted as I had liked what he did. His finger pressed harder, and found its way inside my asshole to wiggle around a bit, and tease me. I started to pull back from his cock, but he wouldn't have it. He hooked a finger in my ass and pulled me into him. Maxie knew she was trying. I really wanted her to take me all the way down her throat, and was coaxing her along for a few minutes, guiding her head, but I gave up on that. Instead, I gave her a breather and took off her bra and fondled her for a few minutes, and then I zeroed in on her ass. I slid my hand under her panties on her butt, and reached far enough to tease and finger her alongside her own fingers. After getting my finger nice and lubed up with her juices, I dragged the finger up to her asshole, and teased her there before forcing my way in. I think she finally let me in, as it did become a bit easier, but it wasn't easy. Her moan was short but sweet with my cock in her mouth. Once I was fingering her rear entrance for a minute, I hooked my finger inside her and pulled her toward me and further onto my cock. Her eyes went wide, as did her mouth, back arched a bit more, but she ended up with her nose in my short and curlies, and her lips around the base of my shaft. She did it! I only held her there for like 10 seconds before letting her get a breath of semi-fresh air around my cock. I didn't pull her in to do it again. I also didn't pull my finger out of her ass. Instead, I fingered the tight hole more, and inserted another knuckle, wiggling around inside her dark channel. I was getting close to bursting, and I really wanted to fuck her pussy, so I released my hold on her by her ass, and pulled her off my cock before I came. It looked like she was happy to be able to breathe again, and not choke, though there was a bit of spittle connecting me to her lips. She brushed it away with her free hand.
That was unfair, she said to me, out of breath. I was trying before you stuck a finger up my ass.
She hadn't stopped fingering her pussy while telling me this. I think it actually turned her on a little to have that hole used.
I know. That's why I did it. You liked it though, didn't you, slut?
Would she react to being called a slut well, or not? I was about to find out.
I don't know. That was the first time I've had anything shoved up my ass. Also, I'm not a slut.
She slowly pulls her fingers out of her panties and reaches up to attempt at covering her boobs.
I think you are though. You walk into the room in your underwear, follow my direction to lick your sister, and swallow my cock, barely knowing who it was to direct you. And now I know you want to be fucked like your sister here.
I gesture to and by reaching over to my right and pulling on her left nipple.
I think you'll fuck anyone I tell you to. That makes you my slut. Why hide your body from me? You're all but naked as is.
In the middle of Max explaining to her that she's a slut, her hand had found its way back to gripping my cock. By the end, she was pumping slowly, and swirling her hand around my shaft.
Maybe I am a slut after all, Katie said, and winked at me. Maybe I just need a large cock to ride until I scream. Maybe you need to finish cleaning out your sister's pussy of our cum while I take you from behind, I said.
Katie moved quickly over to between her sister's legs on all fours. I'm not sure if she was excited about getting to eat out her sister and swallowing my cum, or getting railed doggy style, but I wasn't going to keep on guessing. I stood up to walk up behind her, slapped her left ass cheek, and then her right, before kneeling down behind her fine ass. Peeling down her panties, I was privileged to seeing her ass and pussy in all their glory. Her face was just inches from the juicy cunt in front of her, looking at the cum leaking out. I maneuvered myself between her legs, and placed my cock between her ass cheeks and rubbed it up and down a few times, before positioning it at her opening. I pushed in just until my tip was swallowed whole, and Katie sucked in a huge breath.
Ah! Slowly! You're so big!
She whined as I slowly pushed my way in, allowing for her to adjust to my size. Once I'd bottomed out, I continued to push forward with my hips until her face was smashed into Anne's twat. Once she started licking in earnest, I began to pull out almost all the way, grab her hips, and then slam my pelvis into her hard once, before stroking in and out of her at a casual pace. Such a hot and tight pussy she had. I was looking forward to fucking her a lot, just like in my fantasies. It didn't take long before Katie was moaning into Anne's pussy, making Anne moan periodically. Anne had her left hand cupping her massive right breast while her right was now playing with Katie's hair, grabbing a fist full and pulling her in for more pleasurable contact with Katie's mouth. Her pussy, on the other hand, was attempting to suck me dry in its velvety grip.
That's it. Suck my cum out of her pussy,
I say as I start speeding up my strokes into Katie's tight channel, my hips slapping against her ass on every stroke in. MHMMMM, I hear from Katie with a mouth full of her sister's slit. Both of Anne's hands are on Katie's head now, guiding her, grinding against her face. I'm surprised that she could still breathe. I know I'm starting to get close to erupting, and it won't take long as Katie starts contracting around my member, tighter and tighter. Her muscles almost vibrating as she begins to orgasm on my cock. Without further delay, I explode inside of her. My balls empty themselves again with a fresh coat of cum for another pussy to collect. Each forceful jet of cum causing me to shake in pleasure. Knowing whom I'm basting with cum just makes it even better. A fantasy coming true, about the same time, and starts to convulse in front of us, mouth open in a silent scream, orgasming before our eyes, and Katie latched onto her clit with her lips, licking back and forth. After a few seconds she pushes Katie away, and you can see her cum dribbling out of her hole and onto the couch. I pull Katie up against my chest, my cock still nestled inside her, and cup both of her glorious breasts, and bite her neck.
Now don't you think it's only fair that your sister licks my cum out from inside you?
I stage whisper in her ear.
Why don't you take a seat here, and let Anne have a turn licking pussy?
She did as she was told, and sat down to Anne's left in the center of the couch. Spreading her legs, I could already see that my cum was dripping out of her. Anne saw this, and fell to her knees in position to lick up both of our spend. She reached out, using her thumbs, spread Katie's pussy wide open, and moved in to consume my cum. I could hear her sloppy licking, and in turn, Katie's moans, as she ate out her sister. She seemed to have no qualms about the incestuous, taboo nature of what she was doing. She dove right in as though she were a lifetime lesbian, fucking Katie's hole with her tongue. I move in, and sit next to them on the couch, reach one hand out to cup Anne's breast, and the other, to play with Katie's clit. Hefting the massive globe of flesh on Anne's chest felt like a large water balloon made of flesh. So soft, jiggly, and full in my hand. It oozed itself around and between my fingers as I played with it. It also apparently turned Anne on more. Not enough to orgasm, but the sound she made while sucking on Katie's lips told me so. Me, on the other hand, was coming down from the high of fucking a few of my fantasy girls, and mellowed out. My cock having nowhere to penetrate began to shrink. My mind began to clear after a lust-filled evening with a few naked babes. Katie was building toward another climax, and she wasn't going to let us quit on her. One hand dropped into Anne's hair, and the other gripped my arm at the wrist.
Boohoo! Oh yeah! Right there!
She's almost screaming at us, as her torso lifts off the couch at the height of orgasm.
Yes-es!
And continues to lick at a slower pace as Katie comes down from her high, giving little kisses around her slit. Once she calms down, and leans back and away from Katie, and catches her breath, as does Katie. We all sit up as our little session has concluded, and reality comes back to mind.
You've worked up an appetite here. Would you like some cold spaghetti?
I ask Katie with a smile.
I brought along enough for you and us. I think I'll heat it up first, but yes, I'll take some to eat while I get back to studying. This has been fun, but school waits for no threesome.
Katie giggles in response. The three of us get up and start getting dressed. Katie grabs her bra and panties, and heads to her room to change into a t-shirt and shorts, foregoing the underwear. When she comes back out, I end up admiring her figure partially hidden under the extra-large t-shirt she chose, but she still looks sexy as all get out with her nipples pointed at me, and the swell of her large teardrop-shaped tits stretching part of the shirt tight. I grab her ass as she walks by me toward the dining room. We end up heating up our food again, so it's palatable, and sit down to enjoy the rest of the pasta with good company. None of us flirt at all during dinner since we're all a bit worn out and tired from playing. When we're done, I get ready to leave, and grab my pots, before I get hugs from both girls. One on each side, wrapping one of my arms up between their tits, and rubbing up against my thigh. I say my goodbyes and head home again. Another incredible day for me. I still can't believe all of this is happening to me. I'm also not complaining. Once I get through the door, I put the pots in the sink for cleaning later, and check my messages on my phone. As I'm doing this, another text is coming in. I open it to find it is some very erotic photos from another unknown number. When I check the whole text, I find it was from Katie. I don't think I'll ever tire of these texts. I immediately text back.
Good girl, slut.
After that, I find a text from my department head asking me to come in to work a little early the next day. That's fine with me. More time after work to hang out, or whatever. Then it starts to cross my mind, all that is possible for me now.
Chapter 04
Beep! Beep!
Goes the alarm, and I flail around with my right hand to try to bang the clock to stop the irritating beeping, though I end up knocking it off the nightstand instead. I roll over, being kind to my morning wood as I did so, to lean over the side of the bed to clumsily reach for the radio to shut it off. I still didn't want to open my eyes, so it took some time to do this. I was having the most intense dream. I had been dreaming that one of my crushes growing up was swallowing my cock hole. When I woke up, I realized that and wasn't between my legs at all. I'd let the girls have the night to themselves, with school and work the next day. This is where I ponder about other stories I've read where taking control of someone completely ruins their outside life, and focuses on their captivity. I'd rather them continue to live their lives, but be available to me whenever I could use a good fucking. Why ruin their lives so I can have pussy when I want, when having a harem of sorts, with women all over town, could almost certainly have someone available to me at any hour of the day. Harem. That's a word I hadn't thought about until waking up today. I really didn't think about the fact that I'd be collecting women as I have over this last weekend. I knew I'd be collecting more as time passes. How could I not, with the work I'm in? I did mention that I work at a grocery store, right? I work in the produce department, and have for a few years. Before that, I worked on the front end in the checkout lanes. At that point, with a few coworkers I would joke about.
Thank God for aprons!
As I was constantly inundated with beautiful young ladies going through my line, and hiding my constant direction was necessity. Working at a store just a mile from the major university in my town, I am pretty lucky. Other stores like mine in town are much farther away from campus, so all the kids come shopping at my store for convenience. That being said, it's always a beautiful day at work. Everyone needs to eat, and I'm the closest store to accommodate that need. Now, another great thing about working there is that when it's nice out, women wear less clothing, and more revealing clothing more often. Mostly to dissipate the heat, but they do look damn sexy in their attempt at cooling off. Many sundresses, short skirts, tight shirts, cleavage-revealing shirts, yoga pants and the like, as well as the lack of underwear keeps the mind going places that can be very enjoyable. Oh, I love working where I may keep getting older, but all the ladies stay the same age every year. Always young and beautiful. I think about all this, as I'm getting out of bed, taking my shower, and preparing for another grueling day at work. Work is usually just a boring job getting anything sellable to the displays and people watching. I do like doing that more, so I keep the job as good entertainment. For instance, watching women picking out cucumbers. They do tend to fondle them a bit, and the size matters, with what they want it for. Sometimes I fantasize about what they're using them for, and wishing I could help them use it. My town tends to be quite liberal, and accepting, including how the women dress. The Free the Nipple initiative, Burn the Bra's Feelings, and such help out the scenery. When I'm pulling up in the parking lot, I have to stop to allow a girl to cross the intersection, wearing next to nothing as she heads to her car with a small bag of goodies. Short black skirt and flats, black fishnet vest of a sort, and a black bra, leaving the majority of her torso exposed. Damn, it's a fine day to go to work here. Except it wasn't. For most of the day, it was just families and a few stray students about. The rest must be out enjoying the weather, hiking in the hills bordering our town, laying out to get their tan on, or studying under a tree at a park, and then she walked into the department. Shoulders back, standing tall, might be 5 feet 5 inches, and proud, walking right by me. I was kind of stunned, and then realized what I had seen. She wore a pair of sandals, short jean shorts, and a white top with a faded logo on the front. The thing with this shirt, though, was that it was one that looks like it's been washed a billion times, so you can about see everything inside the shirt. She had a pair of breasts for their size that would stop a bus. Maybe a large B cup or small C cup, conical in shape, with puffy aureole and firm nipples. Her great natural red hair shading her face and reached just a little past the shoulder. She smelled great too. Strawberries, I believed that I had to do something. I also had a crowd of people in the department. That would be awkward if others came up to me, asking me for something, while I'm essentially training this young lady. Then again, it wouldn't be easy wherever I do it. I take the necklace off. Here I go. Excuse me, miss. I think you dropped this. I hold the necklace out just a bit as she turns around. Immediately, I look around. We're by the apples, and no one else is near for the moment. When I turn back, her face is a neutral stare looking in my direction. I wasn't going to be able to last as long as normal keeping her like this. Time for the edited version for now. What is your name? I ask first off. Crystal, she says. Well, Crystal, you are under my complete control. Anything I tell you to do, you will do. Remember this number, ... Text that number any and all erotic photos you have. Take a few more, including in this outfit you have on. Any command that comes from that number is as though it is a command from me. Come back here in. I look at my watch real quick. About an hour and meet me at the entrance to the store. I really hope she didn't have any real plans tonight. That could pose a problem. I couldn't think about that now though. It was only Monday. Hopefully there won't be any plans tonight. I'd worry more if it was close to the weekend. You'll wake up in 3, 2, 1 and wake. I say, and put the necklace back on and grab my house keys, holding them up quickly. She looks down at what I have in my hand. Those aren't mine. Thank you for checking. She says to me. Oh, okay. Have a good evening. I break off and return to my work as she walks away. Man, she's gorgeous, and just a few inches shorter than I am. I can't wait to see her in an hour. This will be fun. The next hour takes as long as a day in a rock quarry, breaking rock into gravel, by hand. I had an hour to think about what I wanted to do with her when she returned. After about 40 minutes, I started getting photos through text. First, it was a photo in the shirt she had on, and then the naked shots followed. I barely scrolled through them at the moment, but I had signed out a few minutes early for the night, and stood at the entrance going through at a more leisurely pace. Fantastic images to jack off to. Not that I really have to do that myself anymore. Just as I was staring at her juicy cunt, spread open and one finger inside her, she decided to walk up to me. She happened to look down at my phone before I acknowledged her there, and before I was able to put the phone away. That was fun, she says. Hi, I'm Crystal. As she holds out her hand to shake. She's still wearing the same outfit as before, and I look her up and down as I shake her hand, noticing how her breasts shake just a bit. This time, I could make out her tan lines on her torso. Her smile is contagious, and I take in her face at the end. Her bright green eyes, little button nose curved up, high cheekbones, lots of freckles, and her hair this time held out of the way by a few strands tucked behind the ear. Max, I say as I fumble for the necklace again. I pull it out of my shirt and turn to face her directly. She notices the movement and looks down and freezes. I'm glad I was standing a little ways away from the entrance, so barely anyone would walk by as I talked to her subconscious mind. I started off telling her that she was a slut for me, and expanded on everything else that I had explained to the other girls and my growing group of girls under my control. A harem, if you will. I did, however, ask her if she had a significant other I should worry about. I have a boyfriend, but it's casual. More of a fuck buddy, she informs me. My cock is the only cock you crave or want. You're going to need to call it off with your boyfriend. I'm your boyfriend now. You're mine. I don't know really why I threw that out there, but there was just something about this girl. I wanted her as another toy to fuck, but something inside me told me to make her my girlfriend. You will not be jealous of the other girls I fuck, but will feel inclined to join in when confronted by other girls fucking me. I tell her. I think I have all the bases covered, and wake her up again. Why don't we go to my car and get better acquainted? I offer, and turn toward the far end of the lot where the employees tend to park. I like taking the spots farthest away under the trees for shade in the heat. As we're walking, I squeeze her ass and finger her asshole through her jean shorts. She doesn't seem to mind, as she snuggles closer to me as we continue on. When we get to the car, I unlock it with the key fob, and direct her into the back seat. Why don't you just crawl in there, and turn around? I say as I open the door. She bends over as she enters the back seat, crawling onto the bench seat. I once again fondle her ass, and rub farther down until I'm cupping her pussy through her jeans, and rub a few times before allowing her to continue. She turns around, and crawls back to the door where I'm standing just outside of, with my cock out and waiting. She takes the cue and licks the tip of my cock, and then a long lick from balls to tip. I reach in and rub the back of her head a bit before getting a handful of hair, still allowing her to do the work she's there to do. Of course, my head is above the roof of the car, so I'm watching for anybody coming close, while I start to guide my girlfriend on my rod. She takes it all like a champ as I pull her in, shoving my cock down her throat. She's at the perfect angle to fuck her throat, as she's on all fours swinging forwards and backwards and her neck at full extension. It's easy to smash her nose into my short and curlies. It really doesn't take long for me to get ready to blow a load down her throat though, and I don't hold back. I pull her head back so the tip stays in her mouth and let loose.
Mine is the only male cum you want. You love the taste.
I say while shooting rope after rope of cum into her mouth.
Be a good slut and swallow it all.
I tell her as her mouth is probably full. I can't tell from my point of view. I do hear her swallow a few times, so I'm sure she got most of it. I look down, and there's just a little bit dribbling from the corner of her mouth.
Are you expected home?
I ask as I fasten the fly on my pants. She sits down on the bench seat in the back of the car, wiping her mouth and licking her hand clean.
No, I live alone, but Seth will be expecting me to call in a few hours.
She informs me.
Is Seth your fuck buddy?
Yes.
We just get together a few times a week.
She tells me that I'm glad that it'll be pretty easy to end her time with him. I can certainly get jealous of other guys that are boning my girls. I can't let them have sexual relationships with anyone other than myself and the other harem girls. Keep it within the family, as some would say.
Did you drive here?
I ask her. There are so many rental units for students and others around the store, it's a valid option to walk instead of drive.
No. I'm in a condo across the street.
She informs me.
Perfect. Let's get in front. I'm going to take you home tonight.
She turns around, and instead of getting out of the car to climb in the passenger side door, she sticks her legs through in between the seats, and slides forward until she's sitting on the console and then plops down in her seat. I close the rear door, and climb into the driver's seat.
Give me your panties. I say when I get in the car. It's not that easy. I don't have a skirt on.
She tries to play coy.
I didn't ask. Take off the shorts.
I respond. I kept my voice light, but firm. She started to unbutton her shorts as she was bid, and almost made it look erotically teasing, but also kept moving her head about as if looking out for strangers looking for a chance to see her pussy. She lifted her butt and slowly slid her shorts down her legs until they were pooled at her feet, and then reached back up to her waist to grab her tiny red G-string she wore, and paused. She paused for too long, so I reached over, and felt her left breast for the first time ever. So soft and firm, yet pliable. After a few seconds of groping, I pinched her rock-hard nipple between thumb and forefinger, and twisted a bit.
Now take off your panties.
I said softly to her. She mewled in response and looked around her once again, but acquiesced, and slowly slid the panties off. Once they were down, she pulled both feet out from them, and handed them to me. Then she sat back in the chair and attempted to cover her privates. I released her nipple, and reached down to her hand covering a tiny landing strip of brown hair cut short, and pulled her hand away, and to her side. I then reached down to her knee, doing the same thing. I slowly spread her leg wide enough for her knee to touch my seat, and looked up at her gorgeous face. Her eyes were pleading with me, and her jaw was clamped shut. Resting her left foot on my right thigh, I slid my hand down to her center, and ran a finger up and down her folds a few times, getting it sticky wet with her arousal. When I brought the finger up to my mouth, her eyes went wider, if that was possible. I moved my hand back down, and reclaimed my territory by flicking my thumb over her clit for about 20 seconds.
Play with yourself while I take us to my home. I told her. No covering up.
She again moved her left hand over her lower lips, and gently started to run her fingers up and down, and spreading herself open for me to see her pink insides. At this point, I started the car and backed out of the spot. I decided to go the slower way, and drove through the whole parking lot with all those stop signs at pedestrian crossings to add to the thrill, and maybe humiliation of my co-pilot currently rubbing herself for my amusement.
Please, sir!
She pleaded with me, as I wouldn't let her move her left leg down and cover herself. I ignored her pleas and we made it through the parking lot without someone looking into the car to see what she was doing. She let out a breath I didn't know she was holding, as soon as we got onto the cross street, and headed toward home. It wasn't a long drive, and soon we were parked in the driveway. I turned toward Crystal and watched again for a few moments.
Are you going to come soon?
I asked her.
I'm getting kind of close.
She responded to me.
Stop playing, put on your shorts, and come with me.
She groaned, but did as requested, getting dressed and opening the car door. Once she was out, she came around the other side of the car to wait for me to get out, as I had my phone in my hand. I texted and across the street.
If you're home, come on over and come in. Door is unlocked. I have someone for you to meet.
I texted her. I kissed Crystal lightly, and slapped her ass as I got out and locked the car. We made our way up to the front door where I pulled out my keys and unlocked the front door. I held the door open and let her pass me until I could close the door behind her. The place was sparsely furnished with two couches, one directly to the right of the door, under the front window, and the other against the wall on the right. On the left was a coat closet on a wall that leads you toward the kitchen, and hallway to the left toward the bedrooms. As soon as the door is closed, I reach for Crystal, grabbing her waist and pulling her back to me as she looked around the room. Immediately, I run my hands across her stomach under her shirt, and slowly pull the shirt up to her breasts, where I spent a few long moments groping her perfect breasts. Then I pulled the shirt up and over her head, as she lifted her arms to allow me to. Tossing her shirt onto the couch, I run my hands back down her torso to her shorts, and the buttons at her front. Unfastening the first one, and then a second, the buttons gave way and loosened the shorts enough that I was able to push them down over the swell of her bubbly ass, and let them drop to the floor. She knew what he wanted and stepped out of the discarded shorts, spreading her feet to shoulder-width apart. My hands roamed again, the right going back up and groped her left tit. The left hand traveling down to her puffy red lips, and dipped one finger between her lips.
"Who are you?"
I asked her.
"I'm Crystal,"
she gasps.
"Who are you?"
I ask again, pressing my finger into her pussy.
"I'm your slut?"
she questions softly.
"That's right. And whose pussy is this?"
I ask.
"Yours,"
she responds.
"Good,"
I say as I start to pull on her nipple out from her body.
"Bend over the couch."
She bent forward, steadied herself with both arms on the cushion, and laid her head on the pillow decorating the couch. I took that moment to pull back and observe her ass, and it was a fine ass. I slapped her right cheek quickly followed by her left cheek. I heard a muffled eek after each one. I then knelt down and spread her cheeks wide, taking in the view of her swollen, leaky pussy, and her brown star dot on my first lick from clit to hole. She squirmed a bit from the surprise of it all. She started pushing back into my face as I nibbled on her puffy lips and tongued her slit from bottom to top. When I took her clit between my lips and sucked, followed by flicking my tongue back and forth across the tip, she wiggled herself, pushing again back into my face. I threw her for a loop next and kept licking from clit to hole, but continued up to her anal entrance while inserting a finger in her pussy. She almost shook herself out of my grip on her thigh, and I lost contact with my tongue for a moment, before she calmed herself a bit, shuddering as she came down from her first orgasm given from me. I took one last lick of her gash before standing up again, dropping my pants to pile at my feet, and was lining up my cock with her fuck hole when the door opened up right next to me.
"I'm here. Who did you want me to meet?"
And was turning around from closing the screen door, and suddenly came to a stop with a gasp. At that moment, I shoved my large erection into the hilt in Crystal's dripping pussy.
"Aha! Fuck! Fuck! O-S-H-I-T!"
I heard from the pillow below us, and my cock was suddenly gripped in a vice, squeezed tightly in rapid pulses, as Crystal came again on my cock. I heard another whimper as I just sat there, buried to the hilt in her cunt, letting her come down from her second orgasm. I turn and look at, and with a shocked look on her face, and smiled.
"Perfect timing," I say. "Close the door and come here."
I reach over and take Anne's left hand and place it on Crystal's left ass cheek, placing my hand over hers, weaving my fingers between hers, before sliding it down her ass crack, and pressing her thumb around Crystal's asshole. After a moment of teasing, I pressed harder, and forced Anne's thumb into Crystal's ass.
"Crystal, this is my slut, Anne. And the slut you're finger fucking is Crystal."
I push more of Anne's thumb into her forbidden hole, emphasizing the fingering.
"Oh God.
Hi.
Ugh,"
Crystal replies as she pumps her hips a few times. I look over at Anne, and she's blushing deep down into her blue tube top, emphasizing her magnificent bust, and short shorts topped off by a pair of faded blue chucks.
Hi.
And says in response. She tries to wiggle her hand away, but I hold it tightly, and push her thumb in and out of Crystal's asshole. Then I pull my cock almost all the way out, before sliding it back in her super tight channel. Then I start rocking back and forth into her at the same tempo as Anne's thumb buggering her. After a few strokes into Crystal, I begin pulling her up, forcing Anne's thumb from her ass, and slide my hands up to her tits, mauling them. "Crystal, why don't you thank Anne for fingering you?" I turn Crystal toward Anne, and she takes the reins, pulling Anne into a hug and kissing her deeply. I keep pumping into Crystal, causing another groan mixed into their kiss. When they broke off the hot kiss, they kept a heated eye contact. I noticed that Anne's nipples had become hard, and now became beacons behind the thin cloth of her boob tube. I turned Crystal back toward the couch and bent her over it again, before upping my pace and starting to pound her pretty pussy with measured strokes. Our bodies slapped at every contact as I bottomed out inside her. I turned to Anne and pulled her in for a kiss of my own, and groped her perfect breasts before pulling her tube top down over the abused tit. As I kept plowing into Crystal, I directed Anne over to the couch, and Crystal's head. Anne's tube top had now been pushed down to her stomach, and out of the way. "Why don't you take those shorts off, and make yourself comfortable for this slut to suck on your clit? I'll be along to take over soon enough," I told Anne. Was her only reply as she unfastened her shorts, and dropped them right at the door before almost bouncing over to the couch, placing her pussy right in the face of Crystal, who didn't take long in getting her first lick and I felt like I was getting close to exploding in my new girlfriend and slut. She was so tight and slippery, I didn't think I'd be able to hold it back. When she started to convulse and squeeze my cock inside her like a vice, I gave up pretending I could hold it, and let loose a torrent of cum in 5 long bursts shooting inside her. I did keep pounding her after ejaculating inside of her. I wasn't quite done with her for now. I'd noticed yesterday that I wasn't going soft after one good cum, and stayed rock hard for more pleasure. I also seemed to have a good sized well of cum to share among my ladies. I also noticed that I wasn't tiring as easily as well. Now that I'm thinking about it, was the necklace the thing that improved my stamina? I was not able to perform nearly this long, or have multiple orgasms with my last one night stand I had picked up at a local bar a month ago, or was it two? Either way, I wasn't about to start complaining that I had a hard on that couldn't be diminished by just one or two ejaculations, or that I can come like a fire hose multiple times. After all, I'm apparently collecting women to enjoy the company of, and performance is a key player in that. I'll have to test it all, but how long can I go before I'm beyond recovery in the moment? How long can I go? I'm not going to complain about my improvements. Not at all. I can tell you that I probably will never let this necklace out of my sight from now on, if this is the extra benefits of having it. being able to control women, as well as improving my performance all around, how could I? Getting my mind back on the task of getting my girlfriend to scream into Anne's pussy, and I think I was getting there. I heard her trying to talk while consuming Anne's juicy snatch. She might have even called my name, but I wasn't concentrating on her at the moment. Now that I was, I picked up the pace some more, which made our continued union slap loudly in the confines of the room. I was going to come into her sloppy pussy again. My cum was already dripping out around my cock as it was. Filling her up again would only double the supply to leak out of her. I slapped her ass again on one cheek. After a few more pumps, I slapped her other cheek. As my orgasm was building up, growing stronger, I pounded faster and faster inside her. This was going to be a breathtaking orgasm. I kept speeding up until my hips started jerking at odd intervals, signaling imminent explosion. I once again blew up on side of Crystal. My balls emptying at great speed, shooting streams of cum against her cervix again and again. After what seemed forever, my orgasm died down, and I pulled out of Crystal. I heard her mewl a few times as I withdrew, but I stayed hard as is the new normal. I felt the need to continue fucking, and Crystal already had 3 loads in the last half hour or so. It was Anne's turn. I bent over Crystal and whispered in her ear. It's time for you to feed Anne. Get up and straddle her face. I got down on my knees next to Anne, and pulled one of her legs as Crystal withdrew, and turned her pussy toward me, so I could dive in and taste her before I took her again. She giggled with me spinning her around. I didn't wait for Crystal, and immediately started licking from ass to clit and back. I wasn't going to let her come down from Crystal's work on her. I sucked on her clit and teased it with my tongue before letting it escape from my lips with a wet slurp from my mouth, and began licking her puffy folds again. Crystal was already climbing up on the couch, and straddled in, using the back of the couch to support herself, and knelt down enough that, and could consume her cum drippy pussy with ease. Did I mention that my drapes were partway open on the window behind the couch? Crystal didn't notice, as she was looking down at and to direct the flow of my cum into her mouth, but she looked up once contact was made, and screamed briefly before covering her breasts up. She, however, did not slow down her light grinding of pussy on tongue below her. She did reach out with one hand to try and pull the shades over, but as usual, the left side got stuck and wouldn't give an inch on sliding into place to hide our debauchery. The drapes are broken. Flash anyone that you see walk by. They won't mind, I'm sure. I said as I pulled back for a second to watch her flail about, and then give up. But they'll see everything. She worried aloud. Yes, they will. Is it any different than the shirt you wore today? Give them a good show, slut. I was done eating out, and rose up on my knees and walked myself between her legs enough that I could rub my cock on her pink lips. I stroked my cock up and down across her swollen outer lips, and grabbed her inner thighs, pressing them open even more, before sliding the head of my schlong down to her opening, and thrusting in on one good push, bottoming out. Mummum, and tried to say while tongue-fucking Crystal. She scrunched down just a bit in the hopes of getting her lungs full of air for a second, but Crystal was taking none of it. She squatted down even more and mashed her shaved cunt in Anne's face. I began to pull out, and then reached for me, but gave up when I slammed back in once. I did this a few more times before taking an easy pace fucking her tight channel. I reached down and played with her clit with my thumb, to get her off a little quicker. I was feeling in no hurry now that I'd come so many times in the last hour. I reached up with my other hand and slapped Crystal on the ass once, and groped it some, spreading her cheek out to see her back door. As I groped her, I kept moving my thumb closer to her forbidden hole, before rubbing around it. Her hips started swinging back and forth harder and faster, maybe to get away from my thumb, or it was turning her on more. I didn't care. I began pushing on her tight back door until my thumb went in up to the knuckle. Then I squeezed her ass, pulling my thumb as well, spreading her ass open a bit more, before pressing more of my finger inside of her. I gave up on wiggling my other thumb on Anne's clit, and pressed it against my other thumb, and pushed inside to spread my girlfriend's ass out. She tightened up quite a bit, and wiggled around on Anne's face, but only whimpered softly. What a good girl. Good girl, Crystal. Good girl. I told her. How do you like my fingers up your ass? It's ugh. It's good, sir. It's just been a while since MMHMMM anyone has been in there. And was losing a little of what I had to give, as I was paying attention to the double globes directly in front of my face. I needed to get back to paying attention to both of the girls equally if I could. Anne's hands were both cupping her tits, and pulling on her nipples. I took her place on her right nipple, twisted and pulled over and over. I began to really thrust into her hard, driving my big cock deep inside of her, bottoming out, smashing my cock head against her cervix. It was a great feeling being able to hit so deep inside her. My 8-inch dick was big enough for that. Both of my girls were reaching a crescendo together, and I wanted to be a part of it, too. I started thrusting faster and faster, and I could start to feel my balls begin to tighten up, and then it happened. I exploded inside of Anne, over and over, and in turn, her cunt rhythmically started tightening on me as she came hard, forcing her chin and tongue up into Crystal's twat, which set her off as well. All 3 of us taking in wild breaths, and groaning from the massive release all of us felt in that moment. I was exhausted. I could use a break from messing around with the girls. Maybe I'll feel up to it again in a while. I all but fell out of Anne as I started to shrink, and pull out of her with a squelch. Crystal stood up, but didn't move for a few moments, giving anyone walking by an even better view of her body through the window. Then she sort of spun off of Anne and collapsed down next to her, and rested her head on her shoulder, taking a needed breather. I took this moment of rest, to take in both women. I had barely seen Crystal from the front today, and I'm still happy with choosing her. Her freckles cascaded down both cheeks and over the bridge of her nose, but they also were abundant on her shoulders, and down to the swell of her fine C-cup breasts that had faded tan lines bordering each breast with a very pale triangle patch where her bikini covered the swell of her chest. She had her legs spread a bit, and showed off her waxed and abused gash, still dripping her juices onto the couch. It was puffy and red, almost hidden between her toned thighs. She also looked to have the start of a six-pack of abs showing, and disappearing, as she was breathing hard, and on the other hand, was just a bit softer around the middle, shadowed by her large chest with big puffy nipples that were rock hard and begging to be sucked on. She had her eyes on me, and I stared into her eyes long enough for her to blush, which traveled down to the tops of her breasts. I decided to take that moment to lean into her, and attach my mouth to one of her nipples to suck on for a moment. She wiggled a bit, and a shy giggle escaped her lips, as though I was tickling her. It was that moment when Crystal's phone started to ring. She bounced up with more energy than I would have thought, ran around the couch to the door where she discarded her shorts, to answer the call. It was Seth.
Hello?
Crystal said as she answered the call on the fifth ring. Then she sat back down and listened for a few seconds. No, I can't tonight. She somehow sounded disappointed. Maybe it was just for him. I got out from between Anne's legs, and moved over between her legs, then leaned into her other ear, as I supported myself on a hand I strategically placed at her pussy lips, where I rubbed just a little bit as I whispered in her ear. Get on your knees and clean Anne's come off my cock. I told her quietly, then moved back and stood up. I had started to grow hard again while I was observing both ladies earlier. I'm over at a friend's house tonight. She answers a silent question as she slides off the couch to her knees on the floor in front of me, quickly taking me into her mouth. MMGMMM, she attempted to say around my cock.
Nope. I'll be here for the evening.
She said as she pops me out of her mouth just long enough to reply.
Oh, my mouth was full. We're eating right now. We're having burritos.
She says before swallowing my burrito again. Her other hand is also pumping me, hoping for a quick payoff.
I don't have to do anything you tell me to.
This was going the way I planned it, I think.
We're not dating. We're fucking.
She gets back to sucking me down her throat until she needs to answer again.
I don't think so. I think this thing is over with us.
Well, damn. It is working out.
You don't control me. This is over. I'm getting back to my friends now.
Goodbye.
Good slut.
I say, and she shivers a bit. I place a hand on her head and gently nudge her in the direction of swallowing my cock again. She obliged, and took half its length into her mouth and started sucking on me. I looked over at Anne, and she had one hand covering her juicy pussy, holding in my gift to her, and her other hand cupping her tit and flicking her nipple. She caught me looking, and grabbed her tit hard, and pulled it up to suck on her own nipple. That was a beautiful sight, and got me going a little more, and with the blowjob, I was ready to blow. I grab a handful of hair and start to push Crystal down my cock's full length, forcing it into her throat where I momentarily blasted four long ropes of cum down her gullet. Only then did I allow her to pull off of me and gasp for breath, forcing my warm wet cock back out into the cool evening air of the house. Good girl, I told her, with a little pat upon her head.
I think we've all developed an appetite after our playtime. I would say burritos sound like the meal for the evening. Right, Crystal?
I wink down at her, and she nods slightly, while still gaining her breath. Crystal looks over and up toward Anne, who's still sitting on the couch, holding her pussy so nothing escapes to stain the couch, and extends a hand out.
It was nice to meet you, Anne.
Crystal says, a big smile across her face.
You too.
Anne returns the greeting.
Okay, ladies. Go take a shower together, get to know each other a bit, and get cleaned up. I'll start the cooking.
I say, turning away and grabbing my pants, putting them back on. Both of the girls start looking around for their previous attire, and after looking down the hall, look back at me, a question on their faces.
First door on the right.
I say. I had forgotten that, and had never been in the house after all the time we've known each other. They both shuffle off in the direction I mentioned, and I'm left alone to start cooking. I ended up making it a build-your-own setup so everyone got what they wanted. The ground beef and beans were all I really needed to cook at all. It didn't take so much time, and I was left waiting for the girls to finish up in the bathroom. After about 20 minutes, and a lot of oohs and ahs, I went down the hall to the restroom to find the door open, and both girls playing with each other behind the white shower curtain. I snuck up and pulled the curtain aside just in time for Anne to lean down and suck one of Crystal's nipples into her mouth. One hand venturing between Crystal's legs. It looked as though both girls were done with cleaning up, and now just enjoying each other under the hot water. I let them play for now, and put on a different t-shirt, before going out to check on the food still warming on the stove. By the time I dished out all the meat to a serving plate, the girls were back out of the shower, and ready to eat.
It's about time, ladies. Did you have fun?
I inquired, once again staring at Crystal's outfit. Somehow, I was going to keep my cock from becoming a raging hard-on for a few minutes today.
Ooh, yes, we did,
Crystal said, shaking her chest at me, after noticing I was staring. Her breasts wobbling back and forth, and nipples rubbing across her shirt, hard as rocks.
Anne is really good with her mouth. Is that so?
I asked, rather interested.
Have you had much practice with other girls, Anne? Not too much,
she said while putting some beef on her tortilla, and moving over to the refried beans.
Just a little practice with a couple of girls last year at a party in the girls' dorms. How about you, Crystal? Have you had much experience pleasuring other girls?
I asked her. We all collected our stuffings for our burritos and sat down at the table. Anne on my left, and Crystal on my right. Not until today, she said. I wasn't into girls at all until a few hours ago for some reason. The idea just popped into my head that I'd like it, so I had to try it out. I'm glad and came by so I could.
She took another bite of her burrito and smiled at me.
How about anal? Have you tried it, Anne?
I inquired.
No. I've never tried it. I think it would hurt too much. I have thought about it once or twice with old boyfriends, though. They didn't scare me as much as you do. Your cock is huge. I doubt it would fit.
She responded in a soft voice, before taking another bite of dinner.
And you, Crystal? You've had anal, but was he big like me?
She was probably in the same boat as and in the size department.
I've only done it once with my last boyfriend, and once with Seth. Both times hurt because either really had much lube to help push in. They weren't as big as you either. Have you ever fingered yourself in your ass when masturbating?
I asked them both.
I have, after my last time, hoping it would feel better than with a guy. It was more pleasurable, but just wasn't the same, Crystal said. I never have. Not even with one finger. I am curious now though after you fingered me,
Anne said.
That did feel okay. Not bad, but different.
We continued to chat about sexual history, and what they've liked in the past. It was eye-opening with some of the history. Things I may have to try with them, and others. It was getting pretty late though, and so Anne went home as she had work the next day. And stuck around since she was off tomorrow. I had wanted to keep her with me as well, just because I wanted a warm body to snuggle with. I missed that feeling until the other night with Melinda and Aaron. Crystal and I shared many steamy kisses after doing the dishes, and relaxing on the couch for a bit. My hands did tend to roam all over her body, over her clothes, dialing up her heat and need. She in turn massaged my hard on through my pants for now.
Do a little strip tease for me, I told her between sloppy wet kisses. She almost didn't get up since she was loving the kissing and groping going on, but somehow extracted herself from my grip, and stood up on the other side of the coffee table.
I just stared at her before she started her dance, silently as there was no music playing other than in her head.
What are you staring at? She questioned me when she started to dance. Just admiring nature's beauty, I said with a grin.
Instead of saying anything in return, she reached up and cupped her fantastic conical tits in her hands over her shirt, and massaged her nipples for my pleasure, and hers. She slid her hands down, after releasing her breasts, to her hips, where she started moving them back up, taking the shirt with them. As the shirt was opaque, what she revealed to me was nothing unseen before, but watching her undress from the front, instead of me undressing her from behind, was incredible. She was rather fit, and had hints of a set of abs with just a little bit of fat covering them up. The shirt continued up, and over her breasts, where she squeezed them again, pressing them both inwards, creating mass cleavage, before pulling the shirt upward again, crossing her arms to grab the bottom of the shirt, pulling it over her head, and shaking her hair loose, before tossing the garment at me. She started to fluff her hair, looking at me with seductive eyes, before returning to disrobing. Her hands slid down to her hips again, as she shook them for me, spun around, and started to unfasten them, and grabbing the waistband, began to slide them over her hips, wiggling a bit to entice me, before letting them slide to the floor by gravity. She stayed bent over, revealing a red G-string, shaking her butt, and squeezing each cheek, showing me her asshole with the string from her underwear through the middle. When she began to take down her panties, she only did it so far, before turning side on, to drop them to the floor and step out of the leg holes. When she stood up again, she turned toward me, and covered her pussy with her left hand, and swung her hips back and forth in her silent dance routine. Her other hand clumsily covering only one nipple topping her breasts. Come here, I said, after she danced like this for a few moments. She came quickly to stand before me, still covering herself up. I motioned for her to straddle me, and her hands reached out to my shoulders for stability, as she fell to her knees on either side of my hips. Now play with yourself for me, I told her. Instead of reaching down her front, and playing with her clit, or spreading her lips wide to show me, she arched her back, pushing her tits into my face, as she reached behind her, and started to finger herself from behind. I took the bait and attached my lips around her right nipple, nibbling on the bud, and flicking my tongue back and forth across the tip. My hands found their way up to squeeze both breasts, and then down her sides to her hips, where they traversed to her ass and squeezed, pulling her into me more. She grunted as her fingers played inside her pussy, and my fingers, grabbing her ass, were only an inch from her asshole, teasing her back door.
What do you want?
I asked.
Your cock. And what do you need?
I asked her.
Your cock inside me. Stretching me out. Filling me up.
She answered in a very husky tone.
You're just a slut, aren't you? I'm your slut. Only for you.
She hissed between grunts caused by her fingering.
Good girl. Come for me. I commanded. Oh God. Fuck. Fuck.
Yeses, she shook in my arms, grunting and swinging her hips, barely staying within my grasp as she convulsed in orgasm. Upon her return to earth, she jumped from my lap, leaving a big wet spot on the crotch of my pants, grabbed my hand, and all but pulled me into the bedroom.
Fuck me, Max. I need your cock so bad.
She begged as she crawled up onto the bed on all fours, swinging her ass at the edge of the bed, and her head down in the sheets, looking back at me. Who was I to refuse wanton pussy? I walked up behind her, and quickly dropped my pants and underwear, freeing my engorged cock, which I let rub down her ass crack for a moment. I began to press my cock head into her crack, and drag it down over her asshole, until it popped into her pussy hole. I let it stay there, just at the entrance to warm up,
but she had other ideas. As soon as I placed my cock at her entrance, she slammed herself backwards, burying my swollen dick to the hilt inside her, and then she started riding me like my cum gave her life. Her hips wiggled the whole time she slammed into my pelvis with her ass that it took a half dozen strokes before I was able to latch onto her hips with my hands, and try to slow her down a bit. It took a dozen more strokes for me to get her to calm down the slightest bit.
Ugh. I need that cock.
Mmm. She all but screamed into the sheets.
Fuck me, fuck me. Fuck me.
And she launched into another orgasm. Her pussy walls clamped down on me like a vice while her hips slammed into me, and wiggled up and down, slapping my cock inside her everywhere it could reach. My cock head rubbing over and over across her cervix, all of which got me going to the point of boiling over. My balls felt overfilled, and I exploded inside of her, shooting rope after rope deep in her channel. Crystal was so revved up that she popped off my cock after she was sure she got everything that I shot inside her, and spun around so fast, swallowing my cock, sucking any remaining cum from my balls, and cleaning her cum from around the shaft. This wasn't a slow licking and sucking. She throat-fucked herself on my cock while fingering herself. Holy shit. Insatiable barely begins to explain it. She was going crazy on my rod. I wasn't going to last that long if she kept on at this pace. Knowing I was stretching her throat with every lunge she took against me, and not knowing if I could pull her off of me if I wanted to, I just let the feeling of my balls bubbling up again to feed the crazed slut on my cock grow until I blew up again. In the end, I was about to blow, and so I reached down and grabbed her tits in my hands, squeezed tightly, and started pulling her into me, and holding on for dear life as I exploded down her throat, while she kept swallowing around my shaft. Once I was done, I pulled her off of me the same way. By her tits. Then I slid my hands up to her shoulders and pushed her onto her back. Her hair splayed out wildly around her head. Even I wanted more, but I was going to be the one in control this time. She was mine, and I would claim her. I climbed up on top of her, knees on either side of her ass, and grabbed her flailing arms, pulling them up and over her head. Switching to a grip of both wrists with one hand, I reached down and easily slid into her dripping snatch again. I started with long deep strokes from head to base, almost falling out of her, before pushing back inside her overheated tunnel. Every stroke seeming to force out a dribble of my cum from earlier, making squelching sounds on every thrust. Then even I was ready for a more forceful fucking, and we matched our hip thrusts, as I plowed into her from above. She was staring at me as I continued in riding her, and I leaned down, still holding her wrists above her head, and kissed her as deeply as we had on the couch. I was letting her know, by my actions, that I was claiming her once again. She could only grunt in acceptance of this. We went on like this for what seemed like an hour, but was only another 15 or so minutes before I was starting to feel my balls ready to empty, as they continually slapped against her ass on every thrust. I was starting to lose strength in my arms, holding myself above her. This had to end soon or I'd end up crushing her with my body. It didn't take too much longer before I was ready to come again, and I let nature take its course this time, not holding back at all. It felt to me, as I started to ejaculate inside her, that it was a lazy orgasm. We had slowed down to rest ourselves a bit, and each uncoordinated stroke at the end produced another rope of cum from my balls. She had another 3 orgasms in that time, and each one wasn't an over-the-top, screaming orgasm, but strong but quiet grunts, and body stiffening up, toe-curling orgasms. We were both toast after I finished shooting inside her, and I fell to her side, finally releasing her trapped arms. Both of us breathing heavy and ready for some sleep. We didn't even pull the sheets over our bodies. She adjusted and fell into the crook of my arm, and a leg over my thigh, and her breast pressing into my side as she fell asleep in seconds. For me, it still took a little while, as my brain was still spinning at high speed. Thinking about the weekend, the people I met. How I met them. How I came to basically own their bodies and minds. How was I so lucky as to find this necklace? Where did it come from? Who had it before me? I wonder if they're looking for it. Letting my mind wander, I had more thoughts about whom I may meet in the coming weeks. How I basically started my own harem, and hopefully everyone will accept that fact, and enjoy each other, as they do me. It took another half hour before I fell asleep, and it was a dreamless sleep. Exhaustion claiming me. Chapter 05. The rest of the week, I went to work, and then took the evenings to go on short hikes back to the spot where my life had changed. I wasn't sure what I was looking for at all, but the question always remained, how did I find this gem that has changed my life for the better? I realized that I may never find out the reason that necklace was there, or who dropped it before I fell on it. Tonight is no different, but with the weekend coming up, I am on a hike to look for the unknown. Once again, I find nothing, and I find myself missing Crystal. So I turn around and head back home. I start thinking about the week at work, and all the beauties I had seen walking through the store, but I never decided to enslave any of them. I still had the necklace on me, but never bothered to pull it out and show anyone. I must have realized that I had all the pussy that I needed and I have been well satisfied all week, so it wasn't a pressing issue. It kept me distracted enough that I never bothered to look for another conquest. Speaking of which, when I pull up to my house, Crystal's car is out front, which is understandable because I gave her a key to my place a few days ago. However, the lights in the house are off. It had gotten dark on my walk back to the car, so I am curious about the lack of lights in the house. After closing the door to the house behind me, I reach for the light switch. Suddenly, two hands grab at my pants, and start to unfasten them quickly. I forget about the lights and try to let my eyes adjust to the darkness. I can see the shapes of the furniture, and looking down, I vaguely see a human shadow moving towards me as my pants are halfway down my legs. Only my underwear blocks access to my rising cock, but that doesn't stop her. She first kisses, and then nuzzles against my bulge, before pulling down the underwear, freeing my cock. It slaps her on the chin as it is finally releasing it from its confined space. It is almost immediately swallowed by a warm mouth. I just stand there, enjoying the sensations of my cock getting buried in a mouth and throat. I reach down to find a ponytail to grab onto. I start pulling her on and off my dick, lightly fucking her face. She doesn't seem to mind. One hand is playing with my balls, while the other is on my thigh, digging her nails into it.
Yeah, baby! Swallow that cock!
I say while continuing to pull her onto my rod as far as she could take. MMMHMMM is the only response from below, as it's hard to talk with such a large tool inside your mouth. I am wound up from the day at work, and feeling energized from the hike afterwards, so I want to blow up in her mouth, and then pound her sweet pussy. I start fucking her face a little more roughly, and get my balls interested in emptying their contents. It doesn't take too long for my cum to start pushing up into my shaft. Her grip on my balls grows stronger, but not so much as to cause me pain. You don't want to hurt those that feed you.
Take my cum, slut!
Here it comes. I grunt out just before I erupt into her throat, and as she pulls back, I hold her still to collect the rest in her mouth to swallow.
That's a good little slut. Good girl,
I say. I want to see her and move her over to the couch for more fun, so I reach for the light switch, flip it on, and see not red ponytail in my hand, but a dark blonde one instead.
What the fuck? Katie?
I look around the room and see Crystal, naked, and madly fingering herself on the far couch, watching me.
Hi, Max. Surprise,
Crystal says to me. I'm still catching my breath, and looking between both of the girls with wide eyes. Still holding onto Katie by the ponytail, I pull her up and direct her toward Crystal.
Let's join her, shall we?
I follow behind and, once in front of Crystal's legs, I grab Katie by the hip and bend her forward at the waist with my other hand on her back.
Eat this slut out,
I say as I direct Katie to put one leg up on the couch and leave the other standing on the floor. I stay behind her and watch her tentatively lean down to take a lick of Crystal's juicy pussy.
How does she taste? Better than your sister?
I ask her. MMHMMM, Katie nods as she starts to get into licking and sucking on a new pussy. Her hands now on Crystal's inner thighs, spreading her out to get a better angle on her sloppy gash. I jerk my cock a few times before placing it at Katie's entrance, and then bend over to grab her swinging tits as handholds before pulling myself into her by her tits. She immediately groans loudly, and sucks the pussy in front of her with more gusto.
Sister? Sister out? Ah, kinky!
Crystal grabs Katie's head, mashes it into her slut hole, and gyrates her hips into Katie's face. I start out with long, deep strokes into Katie, and she groans again while licking at Crystal's clit. Once in a while, I speed up and pound her pussy, flesh slapping on each stroke, and then stop altogether, before starting over again. She doesn't last too long with me doing this, and suddenly explodes all over my cock, followed closely by Crystal coming all over Katie's face. I then direct Crystal to get on her knees on the edge of the couch next to Katie, hip to hip, without missing a beat of stroking into Katie with my big cock. Crystal jumps up and takes position and looks over her shoulder at me in a very seductive manner. Instead of pulling out of Katie, I start to finger Crystal with my left hand at the rate I'm pounding Katie, and stroking Katie's back with my other hand. When my fingers are wet enough, I hook my index finger inside Crystal's cunt, and press my thumb onto her starfish, slowly working its way in. Once I've gotten up to the first knuckle of my thumb in her ass, I hook my fingers like carrying a six-pack, and tug at about the same strength it would take to carry said six-pack, over and over.
Play with your pussy,
I say, not directed at either of them. They both reach down and start rubbing on their clits like there's no tomorrow. I keep stroking into Katie at a faster pace, my pelvis slapping her in the ass on every stroke. The sound almost echoing in the empty house. My balls are starting to boil and I know I won't last that long. Fucking this tight cunt out, I start stroking even faster and harder into Katie, forcing her face into the cushions of the couch as she plays with her clit. My fingers keeping pace inside Crystal to my left, as I feel my cum building and ready to vent. Suddenly, I explode inside Katie, shooting rope after rope of cum inside her, which sets her off into her second orgasm of the evening. Crystal is working hard on herself, and I add another two fingers inside her cunt, fingering harder, and she finally shrieks, signaling her orgasm shortly behind ours. I slowly pull out of Katie, followed by a squelching sound, before falling out, still rigid as a rock, and pull back. I slide my fingers out of Crystal at the same time.
Okay, both of you turn around and get on your knees,
I tell them. They both spin around quickly, and fall to their knees in front of my hard cock, staring at it with a bit of hunger. I place my hands on both of their heads, dark blonde on the right, and fiery red on the left, and guide them both to my schlong. They both put their tongues out, and start lapping my turgid member.
So, how did the both of you meet?
I ask of them.
Well, I came over and knocked on your door because I couldn't get you off my mind today, and needed a little sugar to tide me over again,
Katie responds first. She then takes the head of my cock in her mouth, and forces it into the back of her throat as Crystal answers.
That's where I found her when I came home from work. I came up behind her and asked who she was.
Crystal answered and started kissing my balls, and taking one into her mouth to suck on.
I told her I was a close friend from across the street. When she let us both inside, she asked me how close,
Katie says once she takes my cock out of her mouth. When we got inside, Crystal said, I noticed a wet spot on her sundress she was wearing. Looked like she was playing with herself while waiting for someone to answer the door. I was so embarrassed, said Katie, relinquishing my cock for Crystal to take a turn sucking on it. We started talking, and decided to play with you, Crystal said after popping her lips off my cock. Looks like it was a good surprise. It was. And now, I'll give you both a surprise. I grabbed my cock, and beat it a few times, until I blew up, ejaculating over Katie's face, and then Crystal's. I basted them in cum, first over Katie's forehead and an eye, and then shot the next rope across Crystal's cheek and nose. The last few ropes partially landed in each of their mouths. Now, clean each other up, I say. Crystal is the first to make a move, and kisses Katie, passing my cum back and forth, before licking up my cum from her nose. The favor is returned when Katie slurps up my spin from Crystal's cheek and eye. They both take their time, glancing at me once in a while, eyes dropping to my still hard cock. Well, since you can't seem to get enough of my cock, why don't you sit back on the couch and spread your legs? I told Crystal. And as for you, I turned to Katie. Why don't you sit down next to her? Good girls, I say as they both jump up and sit back on the couch. Katie sits next to Crystal and immediately cups one of Crystal's breasts, playing with the nipple that's still rock hard. Crystal spreads her legs, and I get between them, putting a hand on each thigh, and lean in to slowly kiss each thigh just a few inches away from her dripping slit. I continue to tease her for a minute, kissing all around her lips, kissing her pubic mound, and then one strong lick from taint to clit to get her riled up a bit. She reacts by spreading her legs open more, and pulls them back with a hand on each calf, opening herself up to me, almost hitting Katie in the head with one leg. I dive in and start to tongue fuck her hole with the occasional lick up to her clit, to suck on it. She almost jumps the last time I do this, and starts wiggling her hips as much as she can while I tongue her clit quickly. Her scream as she reaches her peak and bursts down the other side of the hill. When she goes over the top and convulses in orgasmic delight, she squirts into my mouth, and all over my face. Her abs flinch in what seems a research ballet of muscle clinch and release up and down her stomach. I then lean back and take a good look at all she's showing me, and grin. Her dripping pussy, below that, her taint, and then her chocolate starfish winking at me, now moist and glinting in the light, from her runny pussy, between her widely spread ass cheeks. I stand tall on my knees and walk in toward her pretty pussy with my cock directing me, bobbing with each step. Once I reach her, my cock is all but lying down on her cunt lips, so I saw back and forth a bit, coating my cock in her honey. Katie, why don't you help me fuck this slut? Put my cock inside her, I tell Katie from the side, and she reaches down, gets a nice firm grip on the base of my cock, and rubs it between Crystal's pussy lips, and pressing down until my cock head hits her opening, and begins to pull me into her. I help out until I'm buried to the hilt, my balls resting on her ass, and then begin to ease my way out of her tight channel before slamming in once. I repeat the same strategy a few times, gaining a grunt from her each time. I then pull out completely, and my honey-covered cock glints in the overhead lights as it slaps her clit as it lands on top of her cunt again. Oops. I came out. Crystal, if you would do the honors again? I looked at her toying with her own clit, and abusing her breast with the other hand. She reaches over and grabs my cock again, pushing the tip to Crystal's tight cunt again, and I correct her. Wrong hole, slut, I tell her. She just grins and pushes my cock down just a little bit more until it's pressing on Crystal's other hole. Crystal starts to squirm a bit as I'm pressing my cock into her asshole. I've wanted this ass since I saw it at the store. It will be mine tonight, I tell Crystal. You're too big though. I don't think it'll fit, she responds. I'll make sure it fits. I push just a bit harder before telling her to relax as much as she can. Ugh. She blows out a lung full of air, as my cock head finally pops into her anal cave. I let it just sit there for a minute to let her get used to the size. While I wait, I reach up and play with her breasts, lifting them, squeezing them, and admiring them. I began to play with her nipples and puffy aureole, pinching and twisting them. Then I started to pull on her nipples while simultaneously sliding a bit farther inside her. Oh. She is taking in quick breaths and letting them out slowly, while her asshole expands to accommodate my wide girth. That's a good girl. I praise her for taking so much cock where she wasn't used to. She was taking it like a champ. My slut girlfriend. She moans as my cock slides further and further inside of her tight channel. My fingers are still pinching and pulling on her nipples. Her chest is puffed out, arching her back toward me. I was about halfway in, and the rest was a bit easier for her to take as the thickest part was already inside her ass. What a good little slut you are. Taking my cock up your ass. She was still breathing as though giving birth, and I felt her relax just a bit more, and I slid in until my pelvis was pressing against her pussy. I praised her again, and released her nipples to again grope the hole of her breasts. Katie, still sitting next to her, fingering herself with her right hand, reaches over with her left, and slides her hand under mine on Crystal's left breast, squeezing over and over again. Both of them moan. Rather than just give up on molesting a breast, I reached over with my right hand, and grabbed Katie's hand on her cunt, and slid both of our fingers inside her, deeply, pulling them out, and pressing back in, finger fucking her with two hands. I pull almost all the way out of Crystal's ass, and slowly push back in, still letting her get used to my size and how it feels to be ass fucked. After a dozen strokes or so, I begin to push back in harder, slapping my balls against her ass cheeks, before pulling out slowly again. I take her hand, currently gripping the couch cushion behind her, and place it over her cunt. I press a finger inside her to lube it up, and then manipulate her fingers and started playing with her clit. Her other hand begins to molest her own breast, pulling at her aureole and nipple, before releasing it to slap back into place atop her perfectly formed fuck handles. Katie keeps getting more wound up with two of us fingering her, and her moans continue getting louder. I'm not sure how long she'll last before crashing over the peak into orgasm, but I continue to help her gain momentum towards that end. Her sloppy wet pussy squelched with each dip in and out with four fingers, two of mine and two of hers. I'm in heaven. I've never had two beautiful girls like these, let alone both at the same time. Crystal is one of those girls that would have normally been way out of my league, but with the necklace, I can have her as much as I want. With Katie, I would have just been enjoying the view whenever I saw her. But now, I've got a cock in the ass of the one I dubbed my girlfriend, and fingers pumping away at the other's pussy. Plus, I have more girls in town that are hot for my cock, and that I can take whenever I want. I really start pounding at Crystal's ass, giving it all I have, receiving a grunt on every impact I have with her ass. Her eyes are half-lidded and watching me now. Katie is also watching what we are doing, and glancing at me at random moments, as I help her fuck herself. I have barely given so much pleasure to one woman before, and now I have two that I'm excelling at pleasuring simultaneously. Katie suddenly tenses up, and groans through her orgasm. Her pussy tightens around our fingers spasmodically. I speed up my fingering with my middle and ring fingers, and push hers out of the way. I start to really fuck her with my fingers, curling them up and searching of her G-spot, almost lifting her ass off the couch with the force of my thrusting hand. She explodes into a second orgasm, or it enhances the first one. They blend together, and she screams silently while her body freezes in place, toes curling, and mouth wide open, and her eyes staring at me. Crystal isn't far behind, and my continuous pounding of her asshole brings on the first of her anal orgasms. This shocks her, and pleases me to no end. I continue thrusting to prolong her pleasure. I didn't feel ready to come. I feel plenty of pleasure, but my balls are happy enough slapping her ass in a hasty fashion that I didn't want to slow down and miss my chance to come like they had. I continue to flex my abs and pound her abused and stretched out ass until my balls begin to react. I feel my cum start to bubble up my shaft, preparing for a volcanic eruption inside her deep cavern. I become frantic. I think that she'll orgasm when I do and I need to blow. When I finally come, my motions become sporadic. I make ill-timed pumps of my hips, and suddenly, I start erupting with what felt like Mount St. Helens blowing. My orgasm is intense. I feel as though I may pass out, but hold on to continue pumping rope after rope up Crystal's ass. I lean in over her body. I take a nipple into my mouth, sucking as though she might produce milk at any second. Sucking hard, I tease the nipple tip with my tongue. As I hoped, when I begin to blow up inside her, Crystal throws back her head and screams for a second. She gasps for air, mouth hanging open, and eyes wide. Her pussy convulses, along with her whole body shaking in a tremendous orgasm. Her ass tightly clenches around my fat cock, milking me of every drop I have left in my balls. I keep myself inside her until my cock shrinks down, kissing her hard on the lips. She allows my tongue to enter her mouth, and I tongue fuck her mouth, wrestling with her tongue. Both girls become limp sacks of potatoes, completely lifeless and resting. I hadn't eaten since lunchtime at work about 8 hours earlier. I suddenly realize that, after all the vigorous energy spent on the hike and the activities at home, I'm starving. I tell my girls and we decide to all share a pizza. None of us wants to put any effort into cooking tonight. I call a local place and order for the three of us. The girls all but crawl into the shower together, they are so worn out. They have a relatively short shower together, and return with towels around their waists. They look really sexy in nothing but a towel covering half their bodies. I'm tempted to take one of them again, but hold back. Instead, I collect all of our clothes while they showered and hid them. They ask where they are, but I'm tight-lipped. You'll get your clothes back once I'm out of the shower. Neither of you can get dressed until then. When the pizza comes, no hiding your body. The view of you in the open door will be the tip. I tell both of them. You two can decide who will answer the door. Here's the money for the pizza. I'm taking a shower. I hand the cash to Crystal, and then walk down the hall to the bathroom. I take my time to make sure I'm not around when the pizza arrives. I shave my 5 o'clock shadow and give myself a deep clean in the shower. My cock decides to get hard as I remember the fun I just had. I stroke my shaft for a few minutes but decide to let it go down. Once it does, I get out of the shower, dry off, and go to my room to put shorts and a t-shirt on. When I come back out, both girls are eating a slice of pizza naked. How'd it go? I ask. OMG. It was so scary, but funny too, Crystal says. It ended up being me that answered the door. The delivery guy was kinda cute and was shocked to see me naked. He dropped the pizza. While he was picking it up, he couldn't take his eyes off of me. Before I closed the door, I saw that he had a boner going on. I think he liked the tip. Katie adds. He almost forgot to take the cash for the pizza. She had to offer it to him before he finally took it. I look over and see that half of the pizza is curled over on itself from where it hit the ground. I chuckle a little at that. It still looks edible though, so no worries. Okay, girls. Your clothes are under your seat cushions, if you want them. That's okay for now. Crystal says. I don't mind being naked here. Maybe you should join us in being naked. As she says this, she cups a breast and hefts it before letting it drop for me to see. I giggle at that, and move to sit between them on the couch. I'm famished and need to eat. Katie moves out of my way just a bit as I sit, but immediately scoots back so our hips are touching. She crosses her legs again. As soon as I sit down, Krista leans into me and feeds me some of her slice of pizza. I take a good bite, chew, and swallow the meaty slice. I could get used to this real fast. I enjoy getting fed by the girls. I'm awarded with the pizza slice appearing back in front of me for another bite. I oblige and take the next bite. I just sit back and let both of them feed me and themselves until the pizza is gone. Once the pizza is finished, Crystal clears the box off the coffee table and returns to sitting on my left side. She leans into me with her head on my shoulder. "What's the plan now, sir?" Crystal asks. "Sir?" I kind of like that. I may have to add that into my list of commands for my girls. Master seems too formal and not really how I would run a harem. But to each their own. I'm not trying to run their lives as much as others with this sort of power would. I'm not going to remove them from their own lives and force them to live a life dreamed up by some new master. I want them to have their lives but be available at times for me. I want them to think of me when they have some downtime from friends and work. What do you say we just stay here and watch a movie or something? Well, the new Avatar is out. Crystal says. What if we watch the first one to get it fresh in our minds? Then we can see the new one in the next few days. That sounds good to me. I nod. I never saw it. Is it good? Katie asks. What? Now we have to watch it. Crystal says. She jumps up and quickly walks back to my room, coming back out with my king-sized bed comforter to cover us all up. After Crystal drafts it over Katie and I, she shakes her tits at me. They wobble for a few seconds before becoming stationary again. She turns back towards the movie selection I have on multiple shelves and finds the desired Blu-ray. After popping it into the player, she sits up close to me, covering herself up. Crystal grabs the remote and starts the movie. After tossing the remote next to her, she cuddles with me. I waste no time before placing my hand halfway up her thigh, which was crossed over the other. When I pull a bit, she uncrosses her thighs and spreads her leg up and over mine. I start to draw little circles on her inner thigh, moving up and down. I get close enough to feel the heat from her engorged pussy before tracing my way down to her knee. I do the same to Katie on my right, pulling her leg over mine and toying with her thigh up and down. I get both of them worked up a fair amount before touching their wet cunts. After about 45 minutes, with them thinking that that's all I am going to do, I finish the trail up their thighs and push a finger between their lower lips, spreading them wide open. I hear a gasp in stereo from both girls as I introduce a second finger to each pussy massage. Once in a while, I dip a finger into the first knuckle for more lube. By now, both girls have their arms holding mine in place, cuddling me, placing kisses on my shoulders, and kissing me when I look over at either of them. I play with their clits plenty, but never allow them to go over the peak into orgasm. Their groans just entice me to keep playing my game of dipping a finger inside them, fingering them for a minute, rubbing their pussy for a while, and pinching their clit. I only allow them to the edge. Katie tries to add her hand over mine, to guide and maneuver my hand where she wants it, but that just makes me pull both of our hands away. This is my game, and I'll play it alone. She groans in protest, but leaves well enough alone. I begin to play with her cunt again, with her just holding on to my arm for dear life. I continually bring her to the edge and then let her down. Either of the girls is actually watching the movie due to my hands treating them to an arousing time under the blanket. I think that their whole beings are focused on the few square inches hidden between their legs for 3 frustrating hours of arousal. Come for me. I say out loud for both girls when a key moment happens right before the credits. I pinch both of their clits. Yay! Katie immediately screams, and her body falls sideways as she curls up in a ball, her muscles jerking all over her body. I feel her hands both go toward where my hand is, but my hand gets left out of the action when she rolls over. Crystal, on the other hand, opens her mouth and silently screams while holding her breath. Her body goes stiff, and her legs clamp my hand between her thighs. The blanket falls down enough for me to see her perfectly formed, pale tits shake slightly. Gah! When her body finally releases her frozen form, she blows out her hell breath, and sucks in air to fill her empty lungs. Her cunt floods around my hand held fast between her toned thighs. Oh God! Crystal says into my ear just a little too loudly. My arm is still trapped between both of hers, and my hand hadn't moved between her thighs in a few moments. I can feel her pussy spasm just slightly over and over again. Oh fuck, I need you and me. Fuck me. She says once she calms down a bit more. When you can stand, go put the blanket back on the bed. I'll be there in a minute. I say, ignoring her pleading for a moment. When she grabs at the blanket and pulls it all into a ball, I get up and check on Katie. It appears that she passed out from her orgasm, so I pick her up and follow Crystal into the room, laying her down on the replaced comforter on one side of the bed. I couldn't escape Crystal any longer. She saddles up next to me while I look down at the sleeping Katie. I put my arm around Crystal. Before she can do the same, I move back and push her in front of me. I grab her hip with one hand and push her over with the other. Now she that is bent over Katie's naked body, I drop my shorts. Grabbing my raging cock, I slap her in the clit with it, before rubbing from her clit to her entrance and slamming home. Fuck! Fuck! Yes! She isn't quiet as she comes. I pound her hard from behind. Amazingly, Katie hasn't woken up yet. Crystal is flailing her arms about trying to find a way to brace herself for my solid thrusting. She ends up with one hand on Katie's ribs just below her right tit and the other between her splayed legs, inches from her cunt. I'm coming! Oh fuck! I'm coming again! Crystal is wildly shaking her ass at me, whipping my cock around inside her tight channel with every stroke I make. My cock gets soaked with how much she secretes around me. I just keep pounding, holding her up at the top of the cliff, dangling off. I want her to come again quickly. I don't know how long I'll last, and she deserves a good fucking from me. I grip her fuck handles with both hands and begin pounding harder, pushing hard enough that her feet slid out from under her. Crystal's hips land crossways on Katie's hips. I slip out of her. I straddle Crystal's legs sticking out from the bed and place my cock back between her tightly held thighs, just below her butt. I press in and down. I spread her cheeks a bit and press harder to get back inside her warm sleeve quickly. I'm not done with her yet. Instead of thrusting into her, once I have my cock where I want it, I pull her by her hips back onto me, spearing her fuck hole on my pole. Now that she is in a better position, I start to really fuck her hard, feeling my balls expand in advance of blowing another load up her tight cunt. Ea! She hollers but keeps shaking her ass, trying to wiggle more of me into her. I never give up on spearing her cunt hole, and feel my balls begin the flood of cum into her cave. Fuck yes! I say as I explode inside her. When she feels my cum hit her cervix, she begins to come on my cock again. Yes, I'm coming again! I love you! Fuck! She all but screams into the blanket on Katie's right side. I reached over and began to fondle Katie's right tit as I unload a copious amount of cum into my girlfriend. Katie starts to respond to my squeezing of her tit, and wakes up to the end of Crystal professing her love for me. When I finally pull out, Crystal mules at me, but allows me to exit her channel. It's getting late, or early as the case may be, and we are all done for the night in more ways than one. I crawl over her and pull back the blanket so I can slide under it, and roll over to cuddle with Katie, grabbing one of her tits, as though I'm claiming it as my own. I guess it is mine anyway. Crystal climbs over us both, and spoons behind me, grabbing onto my torso, as she falls into a deep sleep. I'm not far behind. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.